Yeah, it's indeed. It's fascinating. The Tinder profile says, obviously, a picture of this beautiful, magnificent animal. I don't mean to be too forward, but the fate of the species literally depends on me. I perform well under pressure, he says. Richard, we'll have to leave it there. Time is against us. Richard Veen is chief executive of the Old Pajeta Conservancy in Kenya. They're seeking not just to raise money, $9 million they need in total towards this breeding method to try and do IVF for this last three remaining northern white rhinos in the entire world, but also just to, you know, raise awareness of the dangers for these species. So, Richard, thank you so much for joining us on that. I'm now joined by a man, and he is the last remaining northern white Holmes on the planet.
Is that right?
Thank God for that. Yes. Mr. John Holmes is here. Hello.
Yes, I don't know how I can follow rhino semen, but I'm going to give it my best shot.
Oh, I think you followed rhino semen many times in your life.
on Twitter. I say mugwumps to you.
Do you know what? It sounds much ruder than it actually is.
It is, yeah.
It turns
out it's got about seven definitions. That's what's interesting.
Yeah, but one
about.
Of them is just sort of being sort of a bit above politics, above the political party, political affray, which I feel, I mean, I know Boris Johnson is just sort of a walking thesaurus, but I think he probably meant something ruder than that.
Yeah, well, probably. I mean, it does come from William Burroughs' work as well, where it means a parasitic alien that sucks translucent liquid through an alabaster straw. So maybe he meant that.
Maybe he did. That's a good point.
Anyway, we'll be finding out later.
Excellent. So mugwumps, big theme
mugwumps.
On the show. That's what we like to hear. That's Mr. John Holmes coming out to say last remaining northern white male of the John Holmes
Midlands,
species.
Midlands, not northern.
Midlands.
Come on.
Oh, it's outside the
M25. It's
northern,
the same, isn't it?
Absolutely. I get a nosebleed. She said on national radio. It's 12:58. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Hi, my suitcase hasn't arrived. I've been waiting ages.
Let's check the system. Was it a direct flight?
Connecting. I stopped in Bangkok.
And before that?
Well, the Maldives,
yes.
And Dubai,
okay.
Barbados, Koh Samui. Oh, and that amazing
volcano. Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £48 million EuroMillions jackpot. And you could also win a dream trip to an island paradise as well as £1 million. Get your tickets for Friday's event. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Game-specific rules available at nationallottery.co.uk. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Now at TradePoint, get a traditional lap fence panel 1.83 by 1.8 metres for just £16.58. And our new landscaping brochure is out now with new ranges on fencing and decking. Plus everything you need to get your landscaping job done. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for all the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more Pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry, and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day, and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Just after 1 o'clock, good Thursday afternoon at you. I am and remain John Holmes, and here is Victoria Bourne with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tina admits planning London attack, Boris is criticised for name-calling, and Johnny Depp's surprise.
Talk.
Talk Radio.
A teenager has admitted preparing a terror attack which could have targeted Elton John's Hyde Park concert on the anniversary of 9/11. The 19-year-old was snared by secret agents online before he could do anything. He'll be sentenced in June. Jeremy Corbyn has condemned the Conservatives for reducing to personal name-calling in the run-up to June's election. It's after Boris Johnson described him as a mutton-headed old mugwump. The Foreign Secretary has called the Labour leader a real threat and says it would be calamitous if he was Prime Minister. Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron says the insult was unusual.
We're all looking at what a mugwump means, and all I would say is it probably takes one to know one. There are many threats to Britain's security. Yes, having a Labour leader who does not care for the defence of our country, but don't fool anybody he's going to be the next Prime Minister.
Meanwhile, Mr Johnson says it would be very difficult for the UK to refuse the US if it asked for support in another military strike on Syria. The SNP's Alex Salmon says he's spoken without authority.
He never tries to say no to President Trump. He's a sort of mini-me of President Trump. He doesn't make the attempt to say no, but they have no parliamentary sanction whatsoever to engage in the sort of conflict that the Foreign Secretary was so unwisely speculating upon.
A 15-year-old boy has been arrested on suspicion of murder and burglary following the death of a former Royal Navy officer. A 29-year-old man has also been detained this morning after Mike Samwell was run over by his own car in Chorlton in Manchester early on Sunday. Two others have been bailed. Police say a man's been attacked by fellow Tottenham supporters who may have mistaken him for a Chelsea fan after Saturday's FA Cup semi-final. Michael Voller suffered a broken cheekbone, eye socket and skull and may have permanent damage to his eyesight. And Johnny Depp has surprised people at Disneyland by turning up dressed as his character, Captain Jack Sparrow. The actor's been spotted waving a sword and shouting at visitors in California who are on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Right. Great. Have you got the definition of mugwump sorted, by the way? it's the word of the day, clearly.
I don't have it to hand.
There are about seven definitions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So no one's sure which Boris meant. We'll be going through them shortly.
Good.
But there are, yes. Good. How are you?
I'm okay, John. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
Yeah. Any news from the world of Victoria we need to know about?
No.
No?
No.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you? What's going on with you?
Nothing.
It's fascinating stuff,
isn't it, though? Yeah. Right, okay, it's banter, this is.
It's not.
Yeah, hashtag bants.
I don't think it is.
Yeah. Have you done the weather? No.
No.
There we go, then. Here comes the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Score Victoria. Score the weather.
More effort, please.
Score Victoria. Score the weather. She's got the weather, she called Victoria.
Thanks, John. Rather cloudy this afternoon with some showers, which could be heavy across eastern England. Highs of 12 degrees.
Thank you very much. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded...
No! Ben is not here.
Why don't people tell me this in advance and then I could not...
Because you're not technically meant to introduce him because he does it himself, but you do it anyway.
What am I supposed to say then?
Just let it play.
Well, just let it play.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Elliot Cook. The Manchester Derby takes place tonight as 4th place City face 5th place United. Victory for Pep Guardiola's men would move them 4 points clear of their rivals in the Premier League. United are unbeaten in 23 Premier League matches and the Spaniard says they need to be wary of their opponents.
Good rival, good quality, good form, big series without defeat in the Premier League, so a lot of quality history. Looking forward to play that game.
Former Wimbledon finalist Eugenie Bouchard says Maria Sharapova's a cheater who shouldn't have been allowed to return to tennis. The Russian won her first match after serving a 15-month drugs ban. She plays Ekaterina Makarova later in the second round of the Stuttgart Open. And in the IPL today, Gujarat take on Royal Challengers Bangalore. Don't forget, there's exclusive national radio commentary on Manchester United against Manchester City on TalkSport tonight.
Great news.
He didn't say powered by TalkSport.
How am I supposed to know when he stopped?
Shall I have a word?
Have a word with Elliot Cook.
I will.
Elliot Cook.
That's his name.
Elliot.
Lovely.
Cook. Shall we do a programme?
I think that's why.
Come on then, let's do it. Let's do Thursday.
Talk Radio.
At DFS, our design team are always bursting with ideas, so our sofa collections have something for everyone. Take our spring collection. It has an inspiring choice of styles, from Scandinavian to country-style classics. As always, our spring collection sofas are handmade to order in your choice of size and colour. And now they're up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit. An attractive offer, whatever your style. DFS. Selected sofas end soon.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon to you. You're listening to Talk Radio. I've literally never rung this place. Why would I?
Well, no, it's good for people. Chocolate biscuits.
Okay, well, do hold on to those.
Hummus!
But do we need your pre-recorded voice speaking when one calls Talk Radio?
She's got a bit of flack. The Beatles.
Rabbits are really prone to being stressed.
It's a shocking state of affairs, of course, and that's what we're here for.
That is very hipster.
It's not beneficial, especially if you're pregnant or something.
She has no control of her faculties.
It's like a third hand, isn't it?
Yes. You know, you see these people walk 20 miles.
I am interested in this.
That's dreadful.
I don't care what the lawyers say about this. I think that they're the most evil force on planet Earth today.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. I'm ecstatic. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then, and welcome. It's Talk Radio, 1 till 4 in the PM. That's post-meridian, of course, not Prime Minister. We're not live this afternoon from inside the Prime Minister, that would be weird. I mean, yes, I know Talk Radio is your election station, getting closer to the issues that matter. You know, I think even we would draw the line at broadcasting from inside Theresa May, I think. You've probably seen it. According to the polls today, she is more popular than Mrs. Thatcher. That's, although given that most people hated Mrs. Thatcher, I'm not sure what kind of achievement that actually is. I suppose it's all relative. But even so, if you think of the notion of this show, right, and presumably the studio it comes from as well, the logistics would seem to preclude a broadcast from inside the current serving Prime Minister, wouldn't it? Right? I mean, you'd have to have the technology to shrink the show down and everyone involved in it, sort of, you know, Victoria there and, you know, and Chloe and Chloe's desk in there with the buttons and ask Prodcast. You'd have to shrink it all down and then find some sort of little spaceship for us to go in and then inject the show into Theresa May's bloodstream and then, you know, we might end up in a bowel or something, so... Imagine trying to do an outside broadcast from a bowel. Well, it'd still be preferable to Radio 1's big weekend from Hull, wouldn't it? So, I suppose. It'd be an outside-inside broadcast, I suspect, if we were doing that. And then there's the question of balance, of course. You know, if we did broadcast from inside Theresa May, then we'd also have to do shows from up inside Jeremy Corbyn, Paul Nuttall and Tim Farron. And Tim Farron certainly wouldn't like anything like that, would he, given... Not with his Christian views. Anyway, it's a minefield, is what I'm saying. No, instead, we're just in the Talk Radio studio, which is even more broken than usual today. Regular listeners will know what a shoddy piece of work it is. But Paul Ross this morning spilled some hot liquid. I mean, not for the first time, but this time it was coffee, into the desk here. And they've literally had to remove half of the studio desk and take it away, so that's good. There was an all-staff email about it this morning. Better call Paul. Well, you can't. He's broken the phone faders. All right. So, hello then. I'm John Holmes. And good news, by the way. Remember yesterday when we reported on the great big dead rabbit that United Airlines had murdered? Well, you remember, it was a splash on the front of the Sun yesterday. We talked about it quite a lot. We had a vet on to tell us about transporting animals. Anyway, you remember the giant rabbit was on the plane and it was overbooked with giant rabbits and they had to drag... They dragged the big giant rabbit off the plane by its floppy ears and beat it up or something. Anyway, good news, because United have announced a change in policy today. You may have seen this as well. Animals will now be transported in the relative safety. This is all. It's a deal they've done. The relative safety and comfort and very spacious environment of Kim Kardashian's arse. So she's teamed up with United Airlines. It was all over the papers yesterday. And animal experts say you could probably fit 3 or 4 giant rabbits in each buttock. So plans are underway for that. And that's good news for anyone wanting to transport a rabbit. But what are our plans? Well, I can tell you this. The day's big story on the way. More from the election campaign. Of course, Talk Radio is your election station. Headline hijack at 2. Now, that is where we put a made-up fake news story in the 2pm bulletin, and we do that to confuse anybody not listening to this bit of it. And we invite you to make that story up. Fake news, positively welcomed by us. The lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word tour.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start the message with any word you like.
Very good. And Victoria's mouth, it's this one.
This mouth.
That's it. We'll say your lie as actual fact in the bulletin at 2. Lines are opening. Diversity paper review on the way as well today. It's where we review the papers, but each day they are reviewed by a different diversity. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today, Kyle, is it? He's English, Jamaican and Welsh, so ruddy heck, that's some boxes ticked right there, isn't it? Where's the representation of English, Jamaican and Welsh in broadcasting, eh, Lenny Henry? I'll tell you, here, that's bloody where. There's the day's big stories analysed via the medium of Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus, of course. Talk Radio bringing you closer to the issues that matter through short-form oriental verse. That's catchy, and what's more, no one else is doing it, so, you know. These days, you have to have a unique spin. There's the big debate at 3. All your reactions to what's going on in the news. Work experience punditry, our work experience. Kieran will be rounding up a week's worth of geeky, gadgety stuff later. And we've not one, but 2 guests this afternoon. One is the BAFTA-winning director of The World Is Not Enough and Gorillas in the Mist, Michael Apted, joining us. And he'll be here to talk about his new film, Unlocked, which stars Noomi Rapace and Orlando Bloom. And the other guest is some bloke off The X Factor in 2014. And in 2015, that was seemingly enough to get him into the Big Brother house. Here will be this week's celebrity, and I use that term loosely, contestant on this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster, of course. Radio's least favourite quiz, in which celebrities of sorts, of a low rent, will have their knowledge and patience well and truly tested pertaining to the Talk Radio full set desk-breaking presenter, Paul Ross. Ginger Dave is not producing today. Ask Broadcast, however, is through the glass. She's through the
miserable glass.
Window. There she is.
Yep.
Hi, Cass.
Why do you do this every day?
Just to see if you've cheered up at all.
Unlikely.
Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi
there. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yes, John. Now, paid intern Cornelius is still on holiday, ill-deserved holiday, and so his role as disappointing sidekick is being filled all week by a rotating cast. It's a bit like Have I Got News For You hosts. So today we welcome Kieran, one of our regular work experience pundits. Of course, you'll know him from that. Hello, Kieran.
How you doing?
Hello
good
there.
To see you.
Good to see you as well. So he's with us for all of the 3 hours. So let's crack on. We've got to get to a big story. And regular listeners know that to get to a big story, we use music. The cryptic clues are within the song and or indeed the performer of the music. All you have to do is work out what the big story is from the song. It's high quality production values by means of a segue between the menu and the discussion and the expert we'll have on to talk about today's big story. See if you can figure it out from this.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flats and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever
common people do.
You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life
slide out of you
and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing,
else to do.
There it is. It's today's big story. But what and how does that song link to today's big story? That's what you're figuring out.
Never warn you, look out.
They'll tear your insides out. Because everybody hates a tourist.
Because everybody hates a tourist. Especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
It is, of course, Pulp's Common People.
Never.
As sung by Captain Kirk, William Shatner.
To live your life
with no meaning or control.
With backing vocals, or rather the actual singing, by Ben Folds.
And they burn so bright, you can only wonder.
But how does it link to today's big story? That's the question you're trying to figure out. And I know Kieran's been working terribly hard trying to do that as well.
I've got notes and everything today.
So, the clue is, right, so it's William Shatner.
William Shatner.
All right, Pulp's Common People.
Yeah.
How does it link to today's big story?
Is this Theresa May's new idea of how to connect with northern working class voters?
Just going around common people.
Singing this song.
Yeah. It's not...
Are you trying
But I wouldn't be surprised if that comes at some point during
work.
The campaign.
I could see her.
It's not that. Have another guess.
Are you trying to attract the St. Martin's Art College demographic by singing to them?
No.
Have you got a visual arts project going on at St. Martin's College?
No, it's not really the big story. Big news, is it that?
I don't know, with your ego.
Yeah, all right.
What else could it be? Pulp, so it could be something with the Pepsi. Did you see they had to pulp all the Pepsi in Thailand because the factory exploded? So they've had to pulp. Labour having to pulp all those newspaper articles, all their magazine leaflets because they got the vote wrong? They got the voting date wrong?
No. I'll tell you what it is. I mean, good guesses, one and all. But actually, it's Boris Johnson.
Oh, of course.
Because what he's done, he's called Jeremy Corbyn a mugwump, and that's Pulp's Common People. Mm. Jarvis Cocker and the drummer out of Pulp were in the band Weird Sisters on screen in one of the Harry Potter films as the Weird Sisters, as was Johnny Greenwood out of Radiohead. But in this, I didn't play Radiohead. I played Pulp because they're in Harry Potter.
This is good knowledge.
Harry Potter, and thus mugwumps is also a Harry Potter term. It's the Boris Johnson calling him a mugwump story.
Oh,
it's obvious.
Seamless.
Yeah.
Seamless.
And there it is. And we're going to need an expert to talk to, of course. So Ask Broadcast is through the glass, of course. That's the miserable window.
Yeah.
We need a guest, please. Could you get me, I don't know, politics?
Okay.
Great. Right, we're going to be talking to someone about this story. Of course, it's all over the media. Boris Johnson called Jeremy Corbyn a mutton-headed old mugwump. Let's find out what's going on and get to the bottom of what a mugwump actually is. Next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Oh, Liz, you're such a hoarder. There's so much stuff in this wardrobe, some have even got new tags. I mean, when was the last time you fitted into these?
Leather trousers.
Look at the heels on those.
Vintage platform shoes.
And how many of these do you need?
Designer handbags.
And what is this?
Dazzling disco jumpsuits. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay, the ultimate way to streamline your wardrobe shop.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with a new car or van at their sales event between the 28th of April and the 7th of May. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, registered by the 31st of May. At participating retailers from the 28th of April to the 7th of May. £500 on a prepaid debit card. Full T's and C's apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/sales event.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the cup final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Hi, my suitcase hasn't arrived. I've been waiting ages.
Let's check the system. Was a direct flight?
Connecting. I stopped in Bangkok.
And before that?
Well, the Maldives, yes. And Dubai, okay. Barbados, Koh Samui. Oh, and that amazing... Uh-huh.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £48 million EuroMillions jackpot. And you could also win a dream trip to an island paradise, as well as £1 million. Get your tickets for Friday's event. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Game-specific rules available at nationallottery.co.uk. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, at the moment, through the West Midlands, the M5 northbound still busy between Junction 1 as you make your way towards the M6 link. And the M6 southbound through Cheshire, we've got one lane closed and heavy traffic. That's due to a broken down vehicle going southbound on the M6 between Junction 16 and 15 at Stoke-on-Trent. The M42 through Warwickshire slowed due to an earlier vehicle fire. That's going northbound between Junction 10 and Junction 11. I'm Poonam Verma.
Unlimited BT Infinity is broadband like no other. Because you'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal versus major broadband providers. That's on top of super fast speeds of up to 52 megabits. And when you're out and about, you'll get free access to over 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots. Oh, we'll also give you a welcome discount of over 25%. Unlimited BT Infinity. Broadband like no other. Visit bt.com/connect.
New customers, 12-month term. Subject to availability, minimum line speed. Terms apply. Over 25% discount versus existing customer standard price. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, 25 past one. Let's talk about today's big story, because we all know Boris Johnson has been at it again. Even though he's a zip-wire dangling, gaff-prone buffoon with a number of mistresses and children he didn't even know he had, Boris Johnson has called Jeremy Corbyn a mutton-headed old mugwump. Now, all media today have been bringing you definitions of mugwump, of course, something Boris was only too aware they do, which is why he chose his words carefully. He's not stupid, really, and he knew it would dominate the news agenda because... for the record, by the way, a mugwump is, according to the OED, a person who remains aloof, especially in party politics. Although it also means war leader, according to the dictionary.com. It's a head wizard in Harry Potter. And also in the work of William Burroughs, specifically his novel Naked Lunch, a mugwump is a predatory alien species sucking vile syrup through alabaster straws. So... Someone who is mutton-headed presumably has the head of a sheep. So mutton is the cheap cut of lamb. So presumably Boris Johnson is suggesting that Jeremy Corbyn is a Pepsi drinking war wizard disinterested in politics with the head of an ungulate. I don't know. But as insults go, it's certainly up there, almost as high up as the one we'd written about Boris Johnson, which was deemed unbroadcastable by our boss. Let's find out what's behind Boris's game here, because Tom Newton Dunn is on the phone. He's political editor of The Sun, of course. Tom, good afternoon. Thanks for coming on again. Good to talk to you.
Good afternoon.
Right, so let's be honest. Boris has been feeling left out in the campaign, so he's deliberately done this to get himself back in the spotlight. That's what's happened, isn't it?
No, it's the opposite. So Boris wrote this here article for our very own newspaper today. So we had it and broke the news. He was doing this last night. Rumours of Boris being left out of the campaign, I would say, are substantially untrue and put around by a whole load of people, journalists especially, who really don't like him down here in Westminster.
Right.
I had a story in The Sun, which I'm sure you read closely.
Of course, Tom.
I think it was in Monday or Tuesday's paper, saying he was going to play quite a prominent role in the campaign, and, funny old thing, it's happening.
Yeah.
Now, Boris is Marmite. He's not everyone's choice. He's not everyone's cup of tea at all. In fact, some people viscerally hate him, especially people who might have wanted to vote Remain in the EU referendum last year.
Yeah.
And also people who have never really warmed to his slightly knockabout public schooly charm, which either works for you or doesn't, quite frankly. But, and this is the really important thing, he really does still have the capacity to reach parts of the electorate that a whole load of people in Westminster, and indeed the Tory party, still can't. And in particular, those sort of people are, you know, perhaps Leave voters, people more inclined to back Brexit, and especially those sort of voters in Labour constituencies at the moment who have voted Labour before, who are now wavering, they back Brexit, and they're now thinking about the Tories. And where Theresa May and some other, you know, Philip Hammond, the Chancellor, might struggle to get through those people, they still do warm to Boris. So
Boris
idea he's going to be left on the sidelines, I think, is always preferred.
Of course, but he's a very good self-publicist as well, isn't he? And I, you know, knowing Boris in that sense, he's not going to have chosen the word mugwump by accident. That's surely, okay, you know, he's an intelligent man. He's going to have chosen that deliberately because he knew it would open a news agenda, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And look, that's precisely what it's done. So, you know, you're a journalist like me, an editor, and you take receipt of an article. Do you, A, give an article much prominence that the same old stuff about Jeremy Corbyn's a threat to national security, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah.
Or B, take one that makes that case in incredibly colourful language?
Yeah.
You know, let's remember, Boris was a very good professional journalist for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, he knew exactly how to command attention, you know, what words got into papers and how people would listen to him, and he's done it, I think, quite spectacularly.
He has. I mean, there's been a slight backlash. I mean, I love it personally, and I imagine you do too when this kind of thing happens, because, you know, politics starts to get a bit personal. Name calling is funny like that, and it's playground politics, and we all quite enjoy it. But it's there have been critics of it, of course. We've seen it before as well. Michael Gove was once called a fetus in a jar. Miliband was Wallace from Wallace and Gromit straining to do a poo. You know, all of which, you know, sort of throws a bit of humour onto the whole
thing. That's gold dust. look, these things can backfire. I think if you get the tone wrong, if you go overboard. I mean, for example, I can happily share with you that one version of the article that Boris wrote, I'm reliably informed, I didn't see it myself, I'm reliably informed had a joke in it that he cracked about Jeremy Corbyn, this is in the article for us, about Jeremy Corbyn shooting blanks.
Yeah.
Obviously, in some reference to the military. Now, if that was to be taken as Jeremy Corbyn is somehow impotent or unable to perform sexually, I think that probably would have crossed the line, which is why, strangely enough, it got cut
right.
from the version we finally received.
Yeah, fair
so,
enough.
Look, there is attention paid to this, but you've got to, you know, boil this one down. You know, has he been a bit over-offensive? Is it right for him to go personal? That's the debate that you and I will have all day long, and so is everyone else doing.
Yeah.
But before we trash this thing, what is the residual thing left here with the voters? You know, are we talking about Jeremy Corbyn and his push on house building today? Are we talking about the NHS?
Yeah.
No,
we're talking about
whether Jeremy Corbyn is a bit of an odd bloke you might not want to vote
yeah.
for.
So it's very smart.
From the Tories' point of view, it's worked perfectly.
Indeed. And has when he wrote the article for you, because I think people will be interested in that as to how that kind of works behind the scenes. So he's written an article for The Sun, and that's as it should be, and that's fine. But does he have to run that article, you know, past Theresa May, past Lynton Crosby, past whoever it might be, to sort of put the stamp of approval on it as well?
Very much so.
Yeah.
These things are incredibly tightly controlled. The idea Boris can just loose one off and cause mass mayhem.
Horrible
as he might do in the day job when he was foreign secretary, although he's a bit more controlled now, but perhaps as he used to when he was London mayor. Those are long gone.
Yeah.
In a very tightly run election campaign by Linton Crosby and certainly by Theresa May, every single cough and spit Boris writes is finely edited. So this is perfectly planned by CCHP.
I like the idea of Linton Crosby and Boris Johnson and sitting around the table going, now what word shall we use? And Mugwump was one on the list and that's the one they went for.
If you remember, there's form in this. In fact, it's actually even got a name of its own. It's called a dead cat strategy.
Yeah.
So if you want to change the conversation, get everyone to start talking about what you want to talk about rather than the other side, you throw the metaphorical dead cat on the table.
Yeah.
And then everyone says, my God, there's a dead cat on the table. So if you think back, this famously happened at the last general election in 2015. Ed Miliband unveiled what I think would have been a very popular policy to ban non-DOMs, ban foreign residents from not paying tax in the UK.
Yeah.
And the very next day, strangely enough, Michael Fallon, the Defence Secretary, popped up with a vicious attack on Ed Miliband, saying the British people can't trust him because he stabbed his brother in the back, just like he'll stab the British people in the back.
Yeah.
Suddenly, no one was talking about non-DOMs anymore, and they were talking about whether it was right for Michael Fallon to go so personal about Ed Miliband and his brother. These things, you know, they're diversion tactics.
Basically, we're all being played, Tom, aren't we? We're being played. We're all falling into the trap. I've just done it by talking
completely, about it. Yeah, completely and utterly. But, you know, then again, I would also argue, which is why, you know, we took the decision to run this piece prominently in our paper today, is that it's actually a reasonably fair argument to have. You have to, when you are talking about someone interviewing for the top job in the country, Prime Minister, it's perfectly fair to ask if he has the personal characteristics, the personal qualities to be up to that job.
Yeah. Very quickly, final question, because obviously this is part of the story as well with Boris. You know, it's a criticism of Corbyn for his stance on Syria and saying that he'd be weak on defence and so on and so forth. But this is a case, is it not, where, you know, the Leave camp in terms of wanted us out of Europe because of Europe telling us what to do. But it seems to be apparently OK for America to tell us what to do is the answer from Boris Johnson today, because he's sort of saying we can't say no to America.
Yeah, well, that's a really big issue there. Look, the last time the British government said no to America when they asked for our military help was in Vietnam. And that was Harold Wilson refusing, not John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson's great plea.
Yeah.
And actually what that then led to was a pretty big deep freeze in the special relationship, the transatlantic relationship, for many years, which then led to America not being as helpful as they could have been to us in the Falklands. So ever since, and this is the problem that Tony Blair had with going into Iraq in 2003, ever since, British leaders have been incredibly careful about wanting to keep our big ally on side. So I think Boris Johnson was trying to say we would want to support America in this great endeavour of trying to rid the world of chemical weapons. But what he ended up also saying was, splitting from the United States, our huge and quite frankly still the biggest military player on the block in the world, is something any British government would be very, very careful indeed to avoid.
All right, Tom, listen, always good to talk to you. Always good insight from you. Tom Newton-Dunn, political editor of The Sun newspaper. And of course, in The Sun was where Boris Johnson wrote the article calling Jeremy Corbyn a mutton-headed old mugwump. And with that segue, no offence, Victoria, at just after 1:30, here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Mr. Jake Yaps!
Oh, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Shall I do the news?
Yeah. You seem to get a bit of a trail for Jake Yaps to introduce you. But you know, let's suggest it's... Sorry, Chloe's going to fix it.
Yeah?
It's because Paul Ross poured liquid into the mixer.
It's all Paul's fault.
Everything is.
And also, you can't tell the time. It's 25 to 2.
What did I say?
You said just after 1:30.
Well, I was trying to be...
Which is technically lying.
Optimistic. Anyway, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. A 19-year-old has admitted plotting a bomb attack which may have targeted an Elton John concert in Hyde Park. Hareen Syed from Hounslow in West London tried to buy weapons online but was caught out by secret agents. Jeremy Corbyn has promised not to respond to personal attacks during the election campaign, after the Foreign Secretary called him a mugwump. Boris Johnson also said the Labour leader posed a risk to UK security. Lord Bell used to advise Margaret Thatcher. He says the former Mayor of London knows how to make headlines.
I think he's done what he always does, which is made things sound slightly humorous, slightly lovable, and slightly rough. And he's done it very well. And in particular, in view of the fact for a week he was being told he's being hidden and being kept away from the spotlight, and then all of a sudden he launches.
A 15-year-old boy and a 29-year-old man have been arrested on suspicion of murdering Mike Samwell. The former Royal Navy officer was run over by his own car as he tried to stop it being stolen in Chorlton in Manchester. Uber drivers in the UK will be able to access illness and injury cover if they put money into a scheme. The San Francisco-based taxi app has faced legal challenges over the way it treats its staff. And sales of printed books have surged to their highest level since 2012. Screen fatigue is being blamed for annual sales of e-books falling. The weather rather cloudy this afternoon with some showers, which could be heavy across the eastern England, highs of 12 degrees. There's more in 24 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's good, isn't it? See, well, it's good because there's not so long to wait now for the news.
Yeah, but it also means I've got less time to prepare the next bulletin because I've been sat here waiting for 5 minutes to read the news.
Fewer. Now, when the news does arrive at 2 o'clock, it will, of course, contain a made-up story because that is headline hijack.
Smooth.
Yeah. And Victoria will say it, and it could be your words. Imagine Victoria. This is Victoria. Listen to look. It's a mouth here. Look.
My mouth. Yeah. His mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. And that mouth could say your words. Imagine that treat. So get your made-up news story to us. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start the message with anything you like.
We call it Headline Hijack. It's on the way very shortly indeed.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yak your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio, as I mentioned. Peter's texted in. Hi, John. I personally support Boris in attacking Syria, as long as he goes over the top first. And that's from Peter in Glasgow. He'll be going in there on a zip wire, Peter. It'll be all flags are blazing. Right, OK. I said Headline Hijack was on the way. It was no word of a lie. For here it comes. So, yeah, people. You know people? Well, they go out to lunch, don't they? And the data indicates that lunchtime is between 1 and 2 o'clock, which means that some people, I know, foolish, I realise, aren't necessarily listening to this bit of the programme. But when they arrive back at 2 o'clock and switch the radio on, they'll hear the news, they'll believe it, because it's the news. But, of course, we know there's a made-up lie in there. And, well, Kieran's with us today, because, well, Cornelius, who's normally here, is taking an ill-deserved holiday.
Where is he?
Morocco.
Oh, lovely.
So you're it. You're the disappointing sidekick.
I'm the guy.
And you've been collating some headline hijacks.
I have.
What have we got coming in?
The company who manufactures the marshmallow treat Flump is to issue a special edition Boris Johnson-shaped confectionery product called a Mugwump. Mm. Although it hasn't been confirmed, the sweet is rumoured to taste of national embarrassment.
Yes, and apparently there's a sort of floppy blonde,
yes,
sort of wiggy hair, marshmallow, yes, hair on its head. So
and if you're lucky, you get like a tiny mugwump that you didn't realise existed as well.
That's right, due to an affair with another mugwump.
Yes.
Right, okay, what have I got here? Let's have a look here. Well, in an attempt to ensure a consistent customer experience and not let anyone feel left out, United Airlines in the Americas, have pledged to physically assault all passengers, damage their luggage whenever it's placed in the cargo hold, and guarantee that any animals travelling on their flights will be killed mid-journey. So that's good news, isn't it? So at least it's equal opportunities there for one and all. It's all about balance, especially in an election period. So if you've got a made-up story... Oh, that's coming from Sue, by the way. Thank you, Sue. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start the message with anything you like.
And on the way next, diversity paper review. The paper's gone through by a different diversity. Kyle is with us today. He's English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Wow.
He ticks those boxes and he's on the way next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Sunday Times Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda, driven by something different. All next week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness, where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Sunday Times Alternative Rich List all next week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
This is unbelievable, Jeff. You have to see this to believe it.
I'm not Jeff, but you're spot on. This is unbelievable. Watch Man City v Man United today for just £6.99 on Now TV. That's right, stream the biggest matches live with a pay-as-you-go Sky Sports Day Pass, only available on Now TV. So to get 24 hours of Sky Sports for just £6.99, search Now TV today. 18 plus UK only, content streamed via internet. Full terms at nowtv.com.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com.
That's CHECK to 80800.
Let's make more of the garden. Because right now at Wix, there's 3 for 2 across gardens and landscaping, including all decking and wood care. Wix, let's do it right. Exclusions apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, on the M6 at the moment, do watch out through Warwickshire, South Bar between Crawley Services and Junction 3. One lane's closed off. It is due to a broken down vehicle that's causing queues. Through the West Midlands, the M6 northbound between Junction 7 and 8 is looking busy. And the M5 northbound between Junction 1 and the M6 link, we do have delays there. The A5 is partly blocked in Tamworth due to an accident just at the junction of the M42, Junction 10 on the roundabout. I'm Poonam Verma.
Unlimited BT Infinity is broadband like no other. Because you'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal versus major broadband providers. That's on top of super fast speeds of up to 52 megabits. And when you're out and about, you'll get free access to over 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots. Oh, we'll also give you a welcome discount of over 25%. Unlimited BT Infinity. Broadband like no other. Visit bt.com/connect.
New customers, 12-month term. Subject to availability, minimum line speed. Terms apply. Over 25% discount versus existing customer standard price. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, much in the news, of course. We were talking to Tom Newton Dunn there. He's the political editor of the Sun newspaper. And he was telling us about, well, today, Jeremy Corbyn is announcing that, if in power, Labour will build 1 million new homes, at least half of which will be council houses. That has dropped off the news agenda slightly, as, of course, is the story about the NHS, due to Boris Johnson coming in and calling Jeremy Corbyn a mugwump. So there's a lot going on in the news, of course. What we find is that the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I just can't get my head around it, John.
I know, Kieran, and you're the fourth person this week to say that.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, I know.
Funnily enough. And many people can't, and we're aware of that. We know people find the news complicated, and that's fine, because we're here to help you through it, and we do it by subjecting the news, kind of rewriting it, really, in the form of short-form oriental verse. It makes a complex story easy to get to the heart of. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. We call it the news in haikus, but it's ordinarily done by paid intern Cornelius, who, as I say, is on holiday. So it's been done by Aspodcast, who is through the glass, and The problem there is that she's northern. So if you don't understand any of the words within this, then don't worry, because we do have trained counsellors standing by to help you with any issues that you may have. It's the news in Hull Coos.
Corbyn is mugwump, says Boris. Sadly, we can't say what Boris is.
Nope, not a word. Okay then, welcome along Talk Radio Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. It's time for the Diversity Paper Review. It's a paper review, that's right. We go through the papers, we very much review them. The clue is in the name. But the clue is also in the word diversity, because each day a different diversity comes in here to go through them for us. Today we welcome back Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, guys.
Good to see you again. And don't clap, Kieran.
I thought I'd do a Steve
Wright.
Snot,
Steve
for you.
Wright in the afternoon.
Oh, that's not
And remind us of your diversity.
I am English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's right.
Wow.
That is good, that, isn't
that's
it?
That's a great one.
Nice little mixture.
That's really
any
good.
Any job you could get with that.
Pretty much, yeah.
Walk in anything, that's good.
Why are you here?
Well, to review the papers, I hope. So,
that's right. Yeah.
What paper are we starting with, Carl?
We're going to start with one of your favourites. We're going to go to the Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
For a sighting on Mars.
Oh, here we go.
Yes. UFO hunters claim that there has been a Martian tree found on Mars.
I mean, see, when you come in, this is why I like you. When you come in, you bring in a Martian sighting. So what's a weekly Martian sighting? And we've had squirrels.
We've had squirrels. We've had
lizards.
Lizards, spoons.
Spoons on Mars.
A doorway.
Yeah.
All of these things just on Mars.
Yeah. On Mars, yeah.
They're just rocks, Kieran.
They're just rocks.
Well, actually, it's a good thing you say that, because so the Curiosity rover's been up there since, 2012?
Yeah.
It's covered 9 miles.
Okay.
9 miles
that's
in
like
5 years.
Somebody stuck on the M25.
That right? is.
So it's basically
ridiculous.
The same distance. A bit underneath, but like Leatherhead. That's
yeah,
about the distance.
I was expecting it to have done, you know, at least double figures by now.
You think
5 years.
Really?
Like, come on, sort it out. But no.
Well, it's found a lot in the time. It's found a squirrel, a spoon, a doorway.
Yeah. Now it's found a tree. A tree trunk. Well, apparently, so they're saying it's a tree trunk. I showed you the photo earlier,
you
and you came out straight away and said, "Yeah, it's a rock."
It's a rock.
But it's just the detail on it. It does look a bit like a withered tree that has been preserved on Mars.
Mm. It looks like a rock.
It does. Yeah, I mean, it does.
I mean,
look like
admittedly,
a rock.
It's a slightly vertical rock.
It's a weird looking rock formation.
Yeah,
I've got to say that.
But there are a lot of those on Earth. I mean, you know, there are winds on Mars.
Yep.
So it could have just been weathered.
It could have been. Has. It has been,
I'll tell you what it looks like. Sorry to interrupt. I'll tell you what it looks like. Have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
Of course.
The new one's out this week.
The new one's
it
out
looks
on Friday.
Like, looks like Groot.
It does look like Groot.
It does.
That's a great
it
show.
Does.
Maybe that's what Groot will look like at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah. It looks like Groot, though, doesn't it?
It actually does. So it looks like a tree.
And Groot is an alien.
He's an alien tree.
Proof of alien life.
There we go. We've nailed it. We've nailed
somebody
it.
Somebody phone NASA. But yeah, so the story. So this is again, and I know you frequent these dark areas of the internet,
yeah.
where the UFO people congregate.
They congregate. They have their little chats over
this
the
is,
forums.
This is their thing now, is it?
This is their. Well, I mean, to be fair, a lot of conspiracy theorists are just debunking this one. They are saying, yeah, it's a rock. Mm. There's nothing to it. But it just comes from there was a lot of chat about the Martian film with Matt Damon.
Yeah.
About obviously using the Martian soil in your own feces to fertilize it.
Yeah.
And that's what they're saying, is that there are nutrients in Mars that could grow
in Matt Damon's poo.
In Matt Damon's poo.
Possibly the squirrel's poo.
Maybe, yeah, the squirrels.
The squirrel could be.
I did not connect those two. Yeah. That's it.
You got to connect the dots.
Got to connect the dots.
The squirrel's got spooning his poo with a Martian spoon.
Through the doorway.
Through the doorway. But it's just meant. But then there's been another discussion. It's been a big week for Mars.
Oh, yeah, go on.
There's been a footprint, apparently.
Oh.
A footprint.
Is it a rock?
No, it is a... Okay, so they say it's a footprint. It is a very weird footprint. But this is where the trick of the eye comes in. So a lot of people are saying that it's... how do you pronounce it? Parodiola, where the brain plays a trick on the eye. So
yes,
it makes you look
like...
They
want to see something familiar.
They want to see a pattern, yeah. So So it's like a flat. It looks like he's wearing high heels with a bit of a wedge. So they think it's a bipedal creature this footprint.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think it's a footprint. But
if you don't think it's a footprint, it definitely isn't.
But what brought me onto this story is because a few months ago they were saying like they found trainer tracks and they found like the sole prints on Mars.
Who was saying this?
Well, just random conspiracy theorists, random UFO hunters. But then it turned out that in actual fact, it was the Curiosity rover's tracks. It's obviously done a loop and they've picked up their own tracks.
It's only got 9 miles. It's just gone in a circle.
It's going in a circle.
Stupid rover. I'm looking at a picture of the footprint now, and I can tell you with some certainty that it's just a rock. I mean, that is a rock.
It is. That's just all Mars is, though. It's just one big rock.
Yeah, it's just a rock.
It's what can you find out of rocks? It's like staring at the clouds. You're like, oh, I can see a pig. Yeah, I can see a sheep. Yeah, sheep.
It's a cloud.
Are you one of these people who is looking forward to the day that we move to Mars? Do you believe that we could move to Mars?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'll be on the first flight over there.
Oh, well, good.
Go say hello to my homies over in Mars.
All right, what else is in the papers?
We are going to the Daily Mail. I found this story rather funny. So, a store has made a pair of pre-muddied jeans.
Oh, I heard about this.
Pre-muddy jeans that are on sale for £331.
Now, I saw the picture, but I didn't read the story. I sort of glossed over it, and I thought you might talk about it. So, is it just mud, or is it a pattern that looks like mud?
It's fake mud coating smeared all over. And apparently, they're really popular.
Of course they are. But this comes in the same because transparent jeans.
Transparent.
Did you see those?
Yes. I don't know where jeans are going. I mean,
it's confusing, isn't it?
I mean, the past couple of years, it's been you want all the rips in the knees. And
super
everything.
Super skinny.
I'm not going to lie. I'm wearing some skinny jeans now, but they are tight.
Yeah. Circulation gets to you.
But it's pre-mud. I mean, it's like the jeans people sit around the table and go, right, we've done everything. Where now?
We've made holes. Yeah. We've bedazzled jeans. Let's just throw a load of mud over them.
Yeah. So, but the obvious thing is you could just do that yourself.
You could. Yeah. Like, buy a £10 pair from one of the other stores and go roll around in a field.
Yeah.
Save yourself £300.
I just like the idea with the see-through jeans that someone was in their kitchen one night and got some cling film out to, put over the curry and just went, oh, I've got it!
I know what a
million-pound idea.
Just spent the rest of the evening wrapped in cling film and nothing else.
Oh, yeah. This'll do.
This is fashionable. Yeah. It's like the Emperor's New Clothes, isn't it? Are we sure the jeans are even there? It just might be a nude person.
Yeah.
Go, no, they're transparent jeans.
Yeah,
they were £300. Pay £300 for these. But he's wearing nothing. They're the transparent jeans.
Absolutely mental.
But they're... Iggy Pop used to wear see-through trousers on stage, didn't he?
He loved it.
And you could see little Iggy and everything. So it was a...
Can you actually imagine someone walking down, say, Oxford Street in transparent jeans?
Well, walking down anywhere. You don't need to be so specific as Oxford Street.
Well, I was just thinking of a busy place where you're going to get a lot of heads turning.
You've got a lot of heads turning. You're not wrong there. But are they ladies' jeans or man's jeans?
They're men's jeans.
So ladies or men, would you like to see someone's penis? I mean, because that's what it's basically about, isn't it?
That's ultimately it. That's ultimately the mystery
out of everything.
Yeah, it has.
It's like soon you just have Tinder profiles with you in your transparent jeans.
What, you'll be
next to your face? So it's like, do I like him? Yes or no?
They'll be spotted on Mars soon, and what'll happen is people go, see the transparent jeans. Well, no, I can't. No. That's the point. They got up.
The aliens thought of them first.
They are there. What else have you got in the papers?
What else have we got? So. CCing. So, trying to self-promote.
Yeah.
And CCing a boss into an email. There's in the... Where are we at? In the Times. So, apparently, CCing boss leads to hate mail, which seems pretty obvious. But there was a research going on about, obviously, employees emailing to supervisors and whatnot. And then including the big boss in the CC, just so that they could self-promote. And it's come out, I don't really see why they needed to do a research study for this, but it just comes out saying that, if you do this, then your fellow employees are going to hate you.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, of course
they are. You're trying to one-up them, you're trying to show off.
At least
CC
the boss in, if you're going to do it. Yeah. No, it's true. I think a lot of people do that, don't they? And it's almost part of the look at the work I'm doing-ness of it. But also a bit of... I mean, I have done it in the past, but because the person you are emailing isn't going to do what that you've asked them to do.
No, that's it.
Because they're inept. So you have to sort of go round them and go, look, you're going to have to do it because I'm actually... the boss knows about it.
Yeah.
See, might as well just do it. Yeah, and but there are circumstances where I think it's acceptable.
Yeah, but like, I'd never even think of it. I'd never think to CC my boss in into any emails just because. I always say I'm very critical of my own work, and if I don't like it, then I don't think other people are going to like it. So it's like, I don't really want the big boss to see this.
He'd be listening now.
It might be.
It's
fine.
He's
going to be checking on all my emails now.
Yeah. Just going, the space guy.
It's also ironic.
The UFO guy.
I was going to say, it's ironic that you came in with three Mars stories and you're scared about what your boss thinks.
Yeah, didn't think that through, really, did I?
No. All right, listen, Kyle, we're out of time, I'm afraid. We'll see you next time.
Yes.
I imagine. Good to see you again. Remind us of your diversity, if you will.
English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's right. That's it's the diverse, isn't it, though?
That
diversity.
Is.
Lenny Henry, are you listening? Listen to that.
I'm coming for you, Lenny.
Right, OK, next then. Well, Headline Hijack, of course, will be in the news, so we better find out... just who's got their made-up news story into Victoria. So she'll be saying it in the news. It's a lie, but it'll sound real. Who's made it up today, Kieran?
So our winner is Raj from Kent.
Raj is in Kent. Thank you, Raj.
There we go. Maybe Raj could come do the diversity review one day.
More than welcome. After that, still to come on today's show, the film director, Michael Apted. BAFTA winner, of course, director of The World Is Not Enough, the Bond film, and Gorillas in the Mist. His new film is called Unlocked. It stars Orlando Bloom and Noomi Rapace, and he'll be chatting to us about the film very shortly indeed. There's also today the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course, work experience review, which is tech stuff. Kieran's going to be doing that for us.
Going to be great.
Let's keep that powder dry. And also a homosexual pensioner on the programme later. Ooh. Blowing a tune from his lips. Can you identify the tune? It's the old gay whistle test. That's right, Kieran.
That's right.
I enjoyed that. That's good.
You like Kyle? Yeah.
Yeah, oh.
Anyway, Terry is our regular old gay. He'll be here blowing a tune later on the programme. Identify, win a certificate. That's it. Anyway, all we have to do now is I'll wave at Chloe and she'll press a button and then some adverts will happen. Here we go, look, watch.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominos.co.uk.
Say the end of the month comes rolling around and has been rather a quiet one on the old YouTubing front. But instead of getting to keep that lovely data that you paid for but didn't use, it just disappears. So, that doesn't seem very fair. But say there was a new mobile company, one that rolls any unused data for you to use next month, next year, or even 3 years later. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
You can redeem your data in 1 gigabyte increments. For full terms, go to sky.com/mobile.
At DFS, you'll find an inspiring choice of spring collection sofas. They're all handmade to order and up to half price. But selected sofas end soon. DFS.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those are my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day, and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tarantino admits plot, investigation into spice drug death, and TV Dragon pulls out before filming.
Talk Radio.
A teenager has admitted plotting a potential attack on an Elton John concert in London's Hyde Park. It would have coincided with the 15th anniversary of 9/11. Talk Radio's Tim Humphrey has more.
Haroon Syed from Hounslow in West London admitted preparing terrorist acts between April and September last year. The Old Bailey heard the 19-year-old trying to get weapons online and trawled the web to find busy areas with potentially mass casualties. He was caught by secret agents. Syed will be sentenced in June. His oldest brother, Nadir Syed, is serving life for plotting an Islamic State-inspired Remembrance Day attack in 2014.
Tony Blair says he expects Theresa May to still be Prime Minister after June's election. The former Labour leaders failed to endorse Jeremy Corbyn, saying the priority for the party is to ensure it forms a strong opposition. But Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron says voting for the Tories risks seeing history repeating itself.
Remember what Tony Blair did when he got too big a majority? He got filled with a sense of hubris and ended up going around the world thinking he could solve the world's problems and doing so at great cost to our country and our standing in the world. The most dangerous thing for Britain would be a huge Conservative majority.
Police are looking into whether a man died in Somerset after taking the former legal high spice. The 30-year-old was found unresponsive in Taunton. Six other people have shown symptoms connected to the drug but didn't need to go to hospital. Turkish authorities say all 78 Russian sailors on a warship have been rescued after it collided with a freighter in the Black Sea. It happened off the coast of Istanbul. And Crystal Palace chairman Steve Parrish has pulled out of Dragon's Den before appearing in a single show. He was announced as one of the new investors on the programme earlier this month, but he's being replaced by the chief executive of Vitabiotics, Tej Lavani, after saying he can't give the series the commitment it needs.
I bet who's gone?
It's the chairman of Crystal Palace, Steve Parrish.
Right. Great. Victoria there with some news there. News. Bonus news today at 3:30. Regular listeners know that the bulletins are shorter than they used to be, and we need to make the time up. So at 3:30, Victoria works very hard on bringing us bonus news. Do we do animal news, vegetable and mineral? Today it's mineral news.
I had a tweet at 7 this morning with somebody saying it's mineral news day today.
See, I told you the nation's favourite was mineral news.
I wasn't even awake then.
Did it wake you up? Did you get woken up by mineral news?
No, I didn't, because I have my phone on don't disturb.
Oh, fine. All right then. Who's this? Ben's not here.
I mean, I have to do the weather before you go to Elliot. Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Elliot.
Rather cloudy this afternoon with some showers, which could be heavy across eastern England, highs of 12 degrees.
Thank you. And now here's
Elliot Cook. The phone home.
With a pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Elliot Cook. Wayne Rooney says his focus is on helping Manchester United reach their targets in the remainder of the season and not his future. There's been talk of a move away from Old Trafford for the England international. Former United assistant manager Mike Phelan says Rooney could be an influential figure in tonight's Manchester derby.
He'll definitely be wanting to be involved in this game because he's got the experience of playing in these games, and he knows what it means to put it on top of a game of this magnitude.
Former Wimbledon finalist Eugenie Bouchard says Maria Sharapova's a cheater who shouldn't have been allowed to return to tennis. The Russian won her first match after serving a 15-month drugs ban. And a knee injury has forced Wales rugby union lock Ian Evans to retire at 32. Relegated Premiership side Bristol have announced the forwards had to call it a day on medical advice. That's your latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, French presidential candidates Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen are set to battle head-to-head in the second round of the election. If for some reason there's no clear winner in the second round, then they move on to the obstacle course, third round, and then have a custard pie fight finale. The loser gets gunged.
Thank you. It's all going to be screened, of course, on ITV, hosted by Jason Manford. Now, on the way, film, new film. Michael Apted has directed it. He's going to be here very shortly to talk to us about it. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh, my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Also to come on the programme today, then, don't forget the big debate on a big story at 3 o'clock. All of your reactions, of course. And today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. This is, of course, radio's least favourite quiz, where celebrities, and I use that, cast that net very widely, because today it's a former winner of X Factor in 2014, have a go on a quiz that pertains to the life and work of TV and radio's Paul Ross, our very own Full Set Breakfast presenter. It's coming between 3 and 4. It's Paul Rossmaster.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Now, Michael Apted, the film director, he has made a new film. It is called Unlocked. We're going to hear a clip of it, and then I'm going to talk to him about it.
Hello, Ed Romley.
Hey, sir, this is not a secure line.
And under any other circumstances, I wouldn't be using it. But we've been trying to reach you for hours. We need you for an emergency assignment in London. We've got a prisoner waiting.
Well, I'm already on it.
London station brought me in.
What the hell are you talking about?
We haven't informed London Station.
Sir, so your prisoner happened to be a 19-year-old British national of Moroccan descent?
Yes.
I'll call you back.
Alan, we were talking about fatwa collections, about which one David Mercer is expecting. Can you write it down for me, please?
Sure. Except now, I'm wondering about something.
Wondering what?
Whether the kid gave it up too easily. They are trained to bait us.
You think that's what he's doing?
Well, I just think I should run the story again and see if I can produce any cracks. Unless you prefer they turn up at your meet with Mercer.
I'd prefer for you to hurry. We're on a serious clock here.
I do understand that, sir.
And that is a clip from Unlocked. It's the new film. It stars Noomi Rapace. It stars Orlando Bloom, Michael Douglas, John Malkovich, Toni Collette. And it's directed by Michael Apted, who joins us right about now. Hello, Michael.
Hi there.
Thanks for joining us now. Well, the first thing I have to say to you, this is a prescient film, isn't it?
Well, a very prescient film, and it gets more prescient as time goes on. I started work on this film in 2014, and you think, by the time it gets into the cinemas, maybe they're out of date. But no, I think it's more prescient as we go on, so it's kind of scary in a way.
Yeah, indeed. Well, talk us through, for those that don't know, talk us through the plot. No spoilers, of course.
Well, it's a very difficult plot. It involves Noomi Rapace, who is an American CIA agent who's been relocated in London. And she becomes involved in what seems to be some kind of plot and whatever, and seems to be involved. Her mentor is Michael Douglas, and is Michael Douglas what he says he is, etc., etc. But it's really about how she unlocks a kind of dangerous attack that's supposedly going to happen to our great country. And, you know, you have to figure out what's going on and why it's going on and who's doing what to who. And are we going to survive it all?
OK, so am I right in saying, is this right that you said you'd started work on it in 2014, but is this one of those scripts that was on the so-called blacklist in Hollywood and sort of been around since, I think, 2008, is that right?
Yeah, I didn't realise that until quite recently, but yes, apparently so. So it's amazing to me that the film wasn't made before, because it's one of those rare scripts that you just can't put down. You know, they're real page-turners, and You know, you want to know what's going to happen next. But and thrillers can do very well if they're kind of smart and don't cheat the audience. And so I'm surprised it was around so long, but I'm glad it waited for me.
So The Blacklist itself, for those that don't know, this is sort of scripts that sort of are unmade for whatever reason, and they kind of do the rounds, I suppose. Then it just waits for someone like yourself to come along and go, oh, this is good.
Yeah, I mean, these are good scripts, but for some reason have never been made. And so it's a way to celebrate good writing, which has been unlucky.
Yeah.
And also, you know, it is a good advertisement for these scripts, and then, you know, people come and pick it up. But our producer, Georgina, she'd been attached to this for some time, and she knew it was good, and she hung in with it. She kept the rights to it.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it got picked up.
And what happened to in terms of the casting?
Well, Noomi was attached to it way before I was, I think, because there aren't many women in the world, I think, who can do what she does, which is act very well and then be physical stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think it has to be one thing. It has to be one person doing everything, otherwise you won't believe it. And she's so expert at doing physical things, and she works so hard at it, and she's so kind of brave about it all.
Yeah.
That, you know, you couldn't think of anybody else really who had that kind of strength to do the physical work of the film and also do the character work of it.
Is it right that she got a bit of a smack in the face in a fight scene, was it?
I think she got a few smacks in the face, yeah. Everybody did. I mean, it was very safely and carefully done, but, yeah. You know, you do want it to be believable. And,
yeah.
No, she certainly gave her all for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's at the bar now. I mean, the fight, you know, after the Bourne films, and they, you know, they kind of change how fighting is done. And it's, you know, that's when you approached that, you know, was it okay? Because you've done a Bond film, of course, let's not forget that as well. And you know, fighting in films sort of changed around the time of Bourne. Now the Bond films reflect that. And this film, you know, you get the camera right in there.
Yes, and I think what I sort of picked up from the first Bourne film was the speed of the action. To my mind, these action sequences go on endlessly.
Yeah.
And the longer they go on, the less believable they come. And I thought, particularly in that first Bourne film, that, you know, they gave them the right exposure. So you didn't have a huge amount of time to sit there and think, well, when is this going to end? And how are they going to stay alive and well and get into the next scene? So with the action stuff we did, you know, one of my priorities was to make it swift. And so it never stopped the story, it never stopped the development of the character. And I think, you know, I think that helps. The speed of the action, I think, helps drives the movie forward.
Yeah, and indeed it does. I wanted to just talk briefly to you, if you don't mind, about Gorillas in the Mist, because, and I'll tell you why, I've just come back from Rwanda, where I've been making a radio documentary about the gorillas.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, went to see Diane Fossey's grave and everything else. And, of course, when I knew I was going to be talking to you, I thought, well, I can't pass up that opportunity to have a niche chat about, yes. About what an incredible film that was and what an incredible place and gorillas in general. I mean,
it was a life-changing experience for me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd never been anywhere like it. You know, I was there in the late 1980s, and you know, the people of Rwanda really didn't know what was going on. They'd never seen a film. They thought actually we were a kind of army preparing to invade Uganda or something. They couldn't figure it out. And then when we showed them the rushes or something like that, they just thought this was freakish, very, very strange. But it was a very primitive country, but very sweet people. But, you know, it was like living in another century.
Indeed, I found, and going recently as well, I mean, I don't know how recently or whether you've been back, but it's an incredible place now because it's sort of zero corruption. And after the genocide, of course, the people themselves changed the constitution. They're now Rwandans, they're not tribal, and the plastic bags are illegal, it's litter-free. I mean, it's an incredible country, isn't it? And
were there just before it all fell apart, and you could feel the tension in the air, so. And again, there was a sweetness about the place, so this tension seemed inappropriate, but your experience was much better than mine. And,
yeah, a very different
story. You know, it's a lovely country.
Yeah. And in terms of what you're doing next, then, I mean, is this a case of, are you looking around for scripts? Do you know what you're doing next? What can we look forward to?
No, I don't want to. I've got stuff I'd be developing, and it's a question, you know, of what's going to land for me. I mean, it takes time. It's I've been doing some television because I came out of television.
Of course, yeah.
In the United Kingdom, and I always like going back because I like the energy of it. But as far as movies go, I've got some things out there, but it's a question of it all coming together, and sometimes it takes a long time to come together.
And in terms of your sort of the 7-Up documentary, of course, that people will know about and know you for as well, we did 7, 21, 28, 35, 42 and 49, is that right?
And 56.
And 56.
You must have been asleep.
I must have missed that one.
And I'm beginning to prepare for 63.
Wow.
So wake up.
Yeah, I'll be waiting for that. and in terms of how long that can go on for, I mean, do you plan to just carry that on till...
Well, I will die sometime, they tell me. But I'll keep going as long as I can and as long as they're interested in being in it, because it is a fascinating and sort of unique project, and the longer it goes on, the richer it gets.
And how did, when you came to that, for those that don't know, of course, it's following the lives of people at these significant ages, when it began, I mean, was it always a long-term plan to do that, or was it just a kind of one-off thing?
It was going to be a one-off film, just looking at English society in 1963, how unfair it was, how your future depended on which class you were born into.
Yeah.
And we just chose 14 children, sort of fairly at random. But when the film went out, it was absolutely shocking, the effect it had. People realised how class-ridden English society was, and it was these seven-year-old voices talking about it. It wasn't politicians or academics or, whatever. And then we thought, well, crikey, this is something for the future. So I went back to do 14, and then I realized that we were onto something. And then for the rest of my career, and I spent a lot of my time in America, I would always come back to do it every 7 years, because I think it's so original and unusual and powerful.
Well, Michael, listen, pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much indeed for taking the time. Good luck with all the next stuff, I suppose.
Yeah, well, thanks very much.
Cheers.
It's good to talk to you.
Thank
good you. Luck to you.
Unlocked is Michael Apted's new film. It is released in cinemas on Friday, 5th of May. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Before you take to the pitch, before that penalty kick, before the crowd roars, be ready with Betfair. Never leave getting great value to chance. Betfair have been best odds most often on the top English league football in 2017 compared to leading bookmakers. Betfair. Win bigger.
18+, begambleaware.org. Data provided by TX Odds. Betfair Sportsbook prices compared against leading UK bookmakers on match odds placed between January 1st and March 30th, 2017. Full terms at betfair.com.
Direct Line guaranteed to beat any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Oh, Liz, you're such a hoarder. There's so much stuff in this wardrobe, some have even got new tags. I mean, when was the last time you fitted into these?
Leather trousers.
Look at the heels on those.
Vintage platform shoes.
And how many of these do you need?
Designer handbags.
And what is this?
Dazzling disco jumpsuits. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay. The ultimate way to streamline your wardrobe shop.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
The Sunday Times Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda, driven by something different. All next week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness.
where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Sunday Times Alternative Rich List, all next week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, the M42 at the moment, northbound between junction 10 and 11, one lane's closed off. It is due to a broken down vehicle. The M6 northbound through Cheshire, we've got a lane closed off for between 17 and 18. Again, a broken down car causing delays there. Through Warwickshire on the M6 southbound, there's a broken down vehicle between Corley Services and junction 3. That's causing congestion. Still slow through the West Midlands on the M5 northbound, coming from junction 1 towards the M6 link. I'm Poonam Verma.
Check warning lights, check climate control, check behind back seat for lost dog toy, check shock absorbers.
A Dassfeld Auto used Volkswagen has to pass 142 official checks, and the odd unofficial one too. Come to the Dassfeld Auto event from 13th to 30th of April at your local Volkswagen retailer, where you can get 2 years warranty, roadside assistance, MOT insurance, replacement key cover, and two services included, a 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 16 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers. Until 30th of June. Key cover until 30th of April. 18s and over. T's and C's apply. Electric models excluded. Subject to status. Indemnities may be required. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people. On your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and a lot of your reactions coming in, as you'd expect. We are a Talk Radio station. In fact, we are the Talk Radio station, and we do take your reactions all the time. You can react at us in any way you like. I mean, you can use text, certainly 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use social media, you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Yeah, do anything you like.
That's right. Or, you know, we are also on Tinder. Now, this has come in. John, hi. I don't want to be an American idiot. It's just One Nation controlled by the media. That's coming from Green Day. What have you got, Kieran?
John, I'm all for more bank holidays. That's because I work in a bank, and I will get more holidays if there are more bank holidays. Pro-bank holiday bank worker here.
Yeah, that's good. Kieran, by the way, I should point out, in case you've just tuned in, is playing the role of disappointing sidekick, which is ordinarily taken by Cornelius. Of course, he's on an ill-deserved holiday. What else have we got here? John, oh, here we go. What the hell even is a mugwump? Is it one of the houses in Hogwarts? Is it a type of woodworm that lives in mugs? I'm sick and tired of all these new words in the news. That's more coming from more or less everyone who lives in Britain. Now, it's funny you should say mugwump, because Boris Johnson has, and you cannot have escaped this today. He's called Jeremy Corbyn a mutton-headed old mugwump. There's a little bit of tautology in there, because mutton, of course, is old lamb.
It is.
It's an aged sheep. Mm. So he's called him really an old lamb-headed old mugwump. So there's a little bit of tautology going on from Boris Johnson there. So he's not quite as clever as he thinks he is.
He's not.
But I have to say, what a great day for taking the word mugwump, as said by Boris Johnson, and making a dance remix out of it.
Mugwumps. 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 Mugwumps.
I apologise to mugwumps everywhere for inadvertently comparing them to Jeremy Corbyn.
Mugwumps. 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 Mugwumps.
I mean, we've made that, but we can't think of a title for it. Right, so that's a Boris Johnson dance remix of the word mugwumps. And do you think, I mean, where else would you get that? I mean, you know, you criticise, don't you? You go, what is this rubbish in the afternoon? It doesn't make any sense. It's called it a programme. It's just a sort of string of sort of ill thought out ideas sort of bodged together on the radio. It doesn't make it's rubbish. It's not like Sheila Fogarty. No, it isn't. But is she doing a dance remix of Boris Johnson saying mugwumps? No, she is not. And I think that's probably all I need to say on the matter. Now then. Also in the news. Weddings. Now, there's a lot about weddings in the news, of course. We learned... This is an incredible statistic, right? So, do you know this, Kieran?
I do not know this.
The average cost of a wedding today, would you say? This was in 2015, the latest figures for which it's available. The average cost of a wedding, let's say, first of all, in the South, London, right? Average cost of wedding in London.
It's going to be a bit more expensive. Obviously, I've never been married because I'm a very lonely person.
Okay.
So I'm just guessing here. Yeah. I'm going to say around £9,000.
£9,000?
Yes.
Shall I tell you, the average cost of a wedding in London, £38,000.
That's outrageous.
Nationwide, have a guess?
Nationwide. Well, if it's £38,000,
yeah.
You got to divide by two and then take away the minors.
Yeah.
And then you get... £12,000.
You'd get 27.
27!
The average cost of a wedding is £27,000 in this country. Oh, that was in 2015.
Oish.
And there was a huge story yesterday, of course, about people now trying to outdo each other while getting married. People are having drone photography rather than, you know, people that are... You can't get married these days unless you've got a horse whisperer there.
That's true.
People want that, don't they? They want a horse whisperer. They want North Korea missile launchers. People just want... It's one-upmanship. It's updoing...
It's too much.
Chloe works on the show. She works through the glass. She's on the buttons. Chloe's getting married.
Oh, very good.
Congratulations, Chloe.
Thanks, John.
You know, £38,000, Chloe. You live down in the expensive South, don't you? £38,000, Chloe.
Definitely not that. Right. Mine's definitely a budget wedding, that's the average.
It's the average, though.
That's insane.
Yeah, have you got drone photography?
No, I didn't think of that. Oh. Maybe I should crowdfund it or something.
Have you got a horse whisperer? That's what everyone's doing now.
Unicorn whisperer.
That's the...
Yeah.
A bit more expensive. So see, we've spent
I've
your
outdone
money.
Them.
Yeah, you see, that's what it's about, isn't it? Mm. Chloe's getting married.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're saying to you this afternoon on a text, right, whether you are married, want to be married in the future, are looking to, you know, just what would you do? Let us know about how you're trying to outdo other people in a wedding, all right? 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start it with anything you like.
So what's been coming in?
They've been coming in. John, by some sort of wild coincidence, my twin brother is planning his wedding around the same time as I'm planning mine. Mm. I'm really stressed out trying to make mine as equally entertaining for my guest. And I was devastated last night to find out my brother has booked the House of Commons as his venue and every MP is going to be in attendance as guests. I've been crying all night and all of today and I don't want to get married at all now. That's from Clark in Derby.
Right. All right, or even if you're cancelling your wedding, you can still get in touch with us. That's absolutely fine. John, by some sort of wild coincidence... no, you'd read that one.
I read that one.
Where's the one I was going to read? Oh, here. Hi, John. Around 2002, my husband and I had gone off-grid, by which I mean we weren't listening to the radio, reading the newspapers or watching television, and we were living a nomadic existence in solidarity with Noel Edmonds, who hasn't really been seen since House Party in any normal form. Obviously, he was on Deal or No Deal, but that doesn't really count. Anyway, my hubby had always been a bit of a Middle East buff, and we decided we'd go to Iraq in March 2003 with a small cabal of our friends for our Mr. Blobby themed wedding. Little did we know that war had broken out, and our wedding was constantly interrupted by shrapnel and the sound of ambulances. Talk about bad luck. Anyway, luckily, good news, we're still going strong, and we are planning to renew our vows. We're still off-grid, planning to renew our vows this summer in Syria. Well, thank you very much for that. What are you doing for your wedding? What's your one-upmanship? How are you spending... Did you know this, Victoria? I know you weren't listening out there, were you?
No.
Average cost of a wedding in this country, nationally.
How much do I think it is?
Nationwide. Yeah, average cost.
Like 20 grand.
27 now.
Yeah, it's a lot.
In London?
Even more.
£38,000.
It's a waste, isn't it?
38, would you pay that?
No.
Would you?
No.
I don't know why people do, because surely that money would be better spent on the housing ladder than on a cake.
Good old deposit.
Anyway, how are you going to outdo people at any wedding, whether it exists or not? Let us know, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's on Twitter.
Start it with anything you like.
Right, the next half an hour then, we will be reviewing a week's worth of geeky, gadgety stuff, work experience. Kieran, hello, Kieran.
Hello, how are you doing?
We'll be here going through it for us as part of work experience punditry. We, of course, have told him that his very being here will give him a step up on any kind of job ladder up into the industry. And I'll be honest, it's a lie, because all the real reason he's here is because he's free. So that's on the way. The big debate at 3, and of course this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster between 3:30 and 4 o'clock. Just 2:30 now. Victoria's got the news for us on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
A teenager has admitted planning a bomb attack which may have targeted an Elton John concert in Hyde Park on last year's anniversary of 9/11. 19-year-old Haroon Syed from Hounslow in West London was caught after chatting online to undercover agents. Jeremy Corbyn has responded to a personal attack by the Foreign Secretary. Wading into the election campaign, Boris Johnson called him a mutton-headed old mugwump and a benign herbivore. He says the Labour leader poses a threat to UK security, but Mr Corbyn has hit back.
We're 8 days into the election campaign and the Tories have reduced to personal name-calling. I've never been involved in that and never will be. We're in this election because we have a serious debate to be held.
Police are investigating whether a man died after taking the formal legal high known as Spice. The 30-year-old was found unresponsive in Taunton in Somerset. Six other people had symptoms connected to the psychoactive substance. A 15-year-old boy and a 29-year-old man have been arrested in connection with the death of a former Royal Navy officer. They're being held on suspicion of burglary and murdering Mike Samwell, who was run over by his own car in Manchester. Official figures reveal knife crimes nearing levels not seen since 2011. More than 32,000 offences were recorded in England and Wales last year. That's up 14% on 2015. Offences involving firearms rose 13%. And there was a drop in e-book sales last year, but paper copies have seen a boost. The Publishers Association says total sales, including physical books, rose 7%, while sales of e-books fell 3%. The weather rather cloudy this afternoon with some showers, which could be heavy across eastern England. Highs of 12 degrees. It's more in half an hour. Well done on being punctual.
Oh, thanks. Interesting about books, that. Interesting statistic, because, you know, as a noted author.
Just an author.
Yeah. Whose book came out just at the end of last year, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, Orion Publishing.
That's the most recent version, because didn't you release it a while ago?
Well, the hardback and the paperback.
But it wasn't even hard.
What?
The book cover.
First time you said that. What? No, well, it's what they call a trade paperback. You see,
so you can't call it a hardback if it's a trade paperback, John.
No, but it comes out instead of the hardback. That's how it works nowadays. And then they bring out the what am I doing? And then it brings out the paperback. Anyway, what I was going to say was, it's interesting because you look at the sales figures. Doesn't take me long, but you look at them and it's to see how it changes in terms of e-books, and it's available now on Kindle and indeed physical form from Amazon, $6.99. Portrait of it. Charming.
Has the price gone down?
How much was it before?
I think it was more, wasn't it?
I think so.
I don't know.
I bought it was $8.99.
Oh, well, there you go.
Right, it's been reduced.
There you go. Oh, it was you.
It was me.
Thanks.
You see, I actually paid for one as well, back when it was green and apparently a trade paperback cover thing.
The awkward thing.
Didn't finish it though.
The awkward thing was when I tried to get him to sign it, he said, "Who are you?" It's like
Anyway, so but it's available now, is what I'm saying, and it's charming and poignant and
a masterclass
in comedy writing. It's about me growing up in the 1970s and 1980s mainly, and teenage years.
Basically, it gave me an insight into your life and your bodily functions that I did not want to know about.
That's right. Is that why you stopped reading it?
Yeah.
Fine. Good. All right, then. So, thank you, Victoria, who will be back in an hour. Let us not forget that with today's bonus news. It's mineral news. All that's happening in the world of minerals, if it's happening, she's got it. Any clues?
Haven't bothered starting it.
Of course not. Next on this very programme, in this half an hour, Kieran's here. We're going to be talking geeky, gadgety stuff.
across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I don't know, Cass. I'll talk to you about it afterwards. No, I don't know. I do. I think I do, but I don't. I mean, I kind of do, but not. Well, I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll tell you why I'm having to talk to Cass like this, like on the radio, as opposed to the in. Let me behind the scenes a little thing, right? In this studio, there is a there's a little desk thing, and there's a button marked talk back, which means I can talk to Cass. And when I do, it cuts the microphone in here, so I can say to Cass, "Oh, you smell of an egg" or something like that, just direct into her ears. But it's all broken because this morning at breakfast, Paul Ross tipped a cup of coffee into the mechanism. So it's all broken. And there's now a hole in the desk where a great big mixing thing used to be. So there's nothing that, so he's broken it, basically. So I'm having to do all the talk back sort of live. So for instance, if she asks me a question now, right, such as she could speak into my ear. Go on. Yeah. You couldn't hear it then. But look, if I hold the headphones next to, next to the microphone, you'll be able to hear it. Here we go.
Do you want another cup of tea?
Right, like that. And so normally, she'd say that in my ear. I'd press the button, so you wouldn't hear it, but I'd go, oh, are you going to make it? Right, so are you going to make it?
No, I'm going to send someone else.
Well, in that case, yes, I do want a cup of tea, because it won't smell of an egg. See, that's kind of that's how it works.
It's great.
Isn't it?
I loved it.
A little bit behind the scenes for you there. Anyway, what are we doing? Oh, that's right. We're talking to Kieran because
Hello. He's
here. And he's doing today's work experience punditry. So, work experience punditry. Well, of course, every radio show has a pundit on reviewing a thing, don't they? Oh, yeah, they all do it. So do we. But due to budget reasons, we can't afford to pay anybody. So what we've done is cleverly come up with a ruse by getting the work experience to do it, you see, because it's good experience for them, certainly, to work in the industry, isn't it? And gets them away from the kettle or the photocopier for a while. Possibly means I can't have that cup of tea. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Because it doesn't give them a leg up into the industry at all. It is just that they're free. But Kieran is here anyway. Hi, Kieran.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. So, now, geeky, gadgety stuff on a Thursday. So
yes.
It's all the world of tech, really, isn't
Love
it?
Love tech.
All right. So where are we starting?
Well, because I did a theme last week. I did pets last week.
Yes.
So I thought I'd go for another theme this week. So I thought I'd go and peruse the world of kitchen gadgets for you.
Oh, kitchen. All right, fine.
Because people spend a lot of time in their kitchens. People enjoy their kitchens, you know, people make food into the kitchens, and it turns out there's a lot of stuff for your kitchen.
Right, that we were previously unaware of. I mean, we've moved beyond knives now.
Well,
presumably, have we?
Actually, no. Oh. Well, we have moved beyond the knife, but we've incorporated the knife into many, many things. But I shall come to that.
Oh, fine.
Firstly, are you a fan of gnocchi, John?
The pasta.
The pasta.
The gnocchi. Yes, I am.
Were you a fan of it?
It's a sort of flowery lump.
Yes, it is. I'm not a fan, to
like
be honest.
Like a mug lump, if you
will. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, for £3.40, you can buy the gnocchi paddle.
Can I?
You can.
And that's for batting it across the kitchen?
It is. It helps you make little ridges in the potato gnocchi so that you can do this for your pleasure.
Right. So it's ridged for your pleasure.
Yes, it is. You lightly roll the gnocchi along the ridges, mm-hmm. flicking them off the end.
We've all done it.
Haven't we all? Haven't we all? I think that's in your book, isn't it?
I think it might be.
Yeah.
I think I was 18.
Yes.
I needed the money. So,
that's available on Amazon.
For home... So what do you do?
You lightly roll the gnocchi along the ridges.
It's not gnocchi's potato.
A gnocchi is a potato, apparently.
Yeah, but and I don't know this because it sort of is a pastry thing that goes with. You have it in lieu of pasta, but it is potato, isn't it?
It's like a potato kidney bean in shape.
Yeah, but it's round and fluffy.
Yes.
Is it related to pasta? No, it's just potato.
But people do use it as a pasta.
That's right. That's why it's confusing.
It's a very confusing world we live in, right. And this is ultimately just adding to the confusion of the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you like, you can have a potato gnocchi paddler.
Right.
For £3.40, available on Amazon.
Great. I don't think I'll ever buy that.
Well, I know, but I thought I'd start with something. I'm going to go for a bit of the weird and the conventionally useful.
Well, that's, okay, so, well, that's fine.
So, yes,
all right.
Like...
I'm going to stop you.
Yeah?
And the reason for that is because the traffic and travel.
Oh,
and
we must take that.
And that waits for no man.
It doesn't.
So, by all means, tease by all means, but don't finish.
Fans of Corn on the Cob who feel that just using their teeth will be very happy to know that there is a new way, which I'll tell you about after the traffic and travel.
Good news. All right, then, Tour Radio. Kieran's with us. We're talking kitchen gadgety stuff. It's the Work Experience Punditry Roundup on Tour Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Here at Honda, we've been thinking, how can we make the CR-V, the world's most popular SUV, even better? How can we improve on a seat that remembers your driving position? Or the boot that opens itself? And closes itself. Well, how about a CR-V with all of that and a flexible finance offer? Like 5.9% APR and a £3,000 deposit contribution. Honda. The power of dreams. Available when purchased with Honda Aspirations Personal Contract Purchase. Terms and conditions apply. Please see honda.co.uk for details. Indemnities may be required in certain circumstances. Finance is only available to persons aged 18 or over, subject to status. Credit provided by Honda Finance Europe PLC.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, we've got an 8x4 foot sheet of 18mm ply for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes. It was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ann.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, at the moment, on the M42 in northbound, you will find between Junction 10 at Tamworth and Junction 11 at Burton, we do have one lane closed off due to a broken down vehicle causing delays. Through Cheshire, the M6 northbound, there's a broken down car between 17 at Crewe and Junction 18. And again, that's blocking a lane, causing queues. And through the West Midlands, the M6 northbound, busy from 7 at Great Bar up to Junction 8. And the A5 Tamworth, partly blocked due to an accident at the M42 Junction 10.
Check warning lights. Check climate control. Check behind back seat for lost dog toy. Check shock absorbers.
A Dassfeld Auto used Volkswagen has to pass 142 official checks. And the odd unofficial one too. Come to the Dassfeld Auto event from 13th to 30th of April at your local Volkswagen retailer, where you can get 2 years warranty, roadside assistance, MOT insurance, replacement key cover, and two services included, a 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 16 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers. Until 30th of June. Key cover until 30th of April. 18s and over. T's and C's apply. Electric models excluded. Subject to status. Indemnities may be required. Volkswagen Financial Services.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Looking forward to the next Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Gearing up for it now. Me. Better call Paul. Me. Better call Paul. BCP.
If you're wondering how to vote, if something somewhere's got your goat, try BCP, better call Paul every day. Talk Radio lets you have your say.
So you better call Paul or I'll start singing again.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and of course, you know you can feed us your reactions at any given point. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start with anything you like.
Any word you like. And that's, of course, for anything at all. If you've seen anything you want to react to, then by all means, send us your reaction. Here's one. Kieran's got one that's come in here, look.
Gary Andrews says, I should be having a mugwump-themed wedding.
Oh, it's a wedding one. A mugwump-themed wedding.
Yes.
All right, fine.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. That ties in with the Boris Johnson thing. I've got a reaction here. Apropos of nothing. John. Flowery baskets outside garden centres at this time of year. Hanging's too good for them, John. Right, so if you are finding the news quite complicated today, there's been an incident in Whitehall, by the way. Scotland Yard have made an arrest. That's breaking news this afternoon. We'll bring you more on that, I'm sure. But there's no injuries involved. We just know there's been an arrest in Whitehall, but we don't know what it is. But it turns out no injuries, so. More on that with Victoria in the main news. There's the story of Corbyn, of course. He's been called a mugwump, as you were referencing there, by Boris Johnson. And he's had to come and say it's a bit childish for Boris Johnson to do that. But, of course, Boris Johnson, we were talking to Tom Newton Dunn from the Sun newspaper. And he was telling us, of course, it's carefully orchestrated by the Tory party to throw some light onto the... Onto the story of the election, but away from Corbyn's housing policy story. It's all games within games and politics within politics. Anyway, what I'm getting at, it's all very complicated.
I just can't get my head around it.
Right then, Kieran. Not many people can, which is why we bring you the news through the medium, analysed, if you will, through the medium of Japanese poetry. We call it the news in haikus, but today it's done, because Cornelius is on holiday, he normally does it, by Asprod Cass, our assistant producer, who is from the north. So in advance, I apologise for the accent. In the news in Hulkoos.
Mayor most popular PM in 40 years, sir. Polls. So she's not then.
The news in Hulkoos. And if you are affected by any of the issues in that accent, then do feel free to get in touch. We have trained counsellors standing by. Now, we are talking geeky, gadgety stuff. It's the Work Experience Punditry Reviewing. Right. As I say, more on that incident in Whitehall in the news with Victoria at 3 o'clock. But we are led to understand there are no injuries, but police have made an arrest. Reports of knives being seen on the ground. But Victoria will have all the details for you in about 10 minutes. Meanwhile, speaking of, you know, kitchen stuff. We're reviewing it. Geeky, gadgety, kitchen stuff today. It's a kitchen special.
It's a kitchen spectacular.
What have you got?
What a segue. We've got... We were talking about corn before.
Yes.
And we've got great news for lovers of corn. Now, I don't know about you.
Lovers of corn.
Lovers of corn.
Is there such a thing?
I think there is. I think there is. I don't know about you, John, but when I have my corn, I enjoy some butter on my corn.
Do you?
Yes, I love to spread butter on my corn. I don't know about you.
Stop saying that.
But obviously, for most people, they have to spread it with a knife, but not anymore.
See, I told you I could link from knives to knives. Anyway,
absolutely. But not anymore, because available on Amazon is the corn butter spreader.
Now, we should be clear, this is for corn on the cob.
For corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Not your single pieces of corn.
Yes.
For the corn on the cob.
Right.
It is a little, what would you call that? Like a little bin.
It looks very much like a tiny flip-top bin, yes.
Yes, which you put the butter in,
yeah,
and then the heat of your corn on the cob, please don't do this on cold corn of the cobs, because it's not going to work.
Yeah.
On heated corn of the cob, you spread it across, and you get a lovely, even layer of butter across your whole corn. Because I don't know about you, but a big problem for me is uneven butter on my corn. I left TGI Fridays once because specifically of that issue. I said, I will never return to this establishment.
And now, if only they'd had one of
those. If only they'd had one of these.
So what are you? You feed the butter in the top of it, and then it's shaped, isn't it? It's got a shape at the bottom that fits neatly over the roundness of the corn tube.
On the cob.
Yes. It's cob, if you will. And then you slide it. Now, that, I mean, it's a family show, so it can't be too graphic.
Mm.
But looking by, you know, judging by the shape of a corn on the cob and that butter spreader, it could have other applications.
It could.
Doesn't it, that?
It could.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. It's got a good girth to it.
Yeah. Have you seen Last Tango in Paris?
I have not.
Right. Put it this way, there's a scene in that involving butter.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
I'll have a look at that. Well, yes, but that's available on Amazon. Everything's available on Amazon today. Just have a Google on Amazon.
Other Amazons are available. Yeah.
Yes, now, I know what another issue that you've probably had as well is decoring your pepper.
Yeah, yes.
Yes, you don't want to do it with a knife. You don't want to have to get your finger in and like rip it off or anything. Also available on Amazon today, a pepper decorer.
Right, so you... Okay, so it takes the middle out of the pepper without actually cutting the pepper. That's quite useful. I can see that. I mean, I'll be honest with you. This is a weird gadgety roundup. It's more like Saturday Kitchen now.
You're not enjoying any
of
these?
Well, I'm not saying I'm not. I'm just saying normally we have electronic-y stuff.
All right. Well, do you want to go for Deliciously Ella's? Because I know you like Deliciously Ella.
Do I?
Yeah, you've mentioned her last week.
Did I?
Oh, no, you mentioned Zoella last week.
Yeah, what's Deliciously Ella?
Deliciously Ella is like...
I mentioned Nutella.
Deliciously Ella is like the food version of Zoella.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And so she is talking about...
Are they all called Ella, these bloggers?
Yeah, they are. It's like a YouTube rule. If you're not called Ella, you're out.
Like Fruitella?
Yeah, exactly. She is talking about the Vitamix Professional Series, which is available for £474.99, available at all good retailers.
Yes.
This is a mixture of blenders and juicers, all in one kind of machine, which allows you to soup, juice and smoothie to your heart's content, and also whisk.
Right, great news.
But this is the problem with kitchen tech, because it was a good idea, but then if you don't go for the fun stuff, you end up talking about blenders.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I couldn't be less interested in that.
Well, that's what I thought. So, are you a fan of the pickle?
I like a pickle.
Do you like a pickle?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem picking the pickle?
Out of a jar.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Well, good news for you, because the pickle people have invented the pickle picker.
Right. Describe that for me.
The pickle picker is basically an 8-pound fork, which you can grab your pickle with out of the jar.
But the beauty of it, as I can see there, is that you spear the pickle.
You do.
But then there's a button at the top of the fork, a plunger.
Yes.
Which once you've got the pickle out, plunges down and pushes the pickle off.
It does.
Onto your plate or wherever you wish the pickle to go.
Yes, it does. But, you know, Tim Farron won't be using that.
No, he won't like that. That's not new, because my auntie had one of those when I was a child, and she's now in her 90s.
Really?
Yes, and I used to play with the pickle picker just as a sort of sword.
Really?
Yeah, because I used to like the action of the plunger.
Yeah.
So that's not a new gadget.
Well, maybe it's making a comeback in a new form.
Maybe.
In terms of like a hipster style way of doing things, perhaps.
Certainly.
I don't feel like any of these are going well for me today.
Go on.
More knife lacking instruments. This here is the Foxrun Banana Slicer by Foxrun, which, bored of cutting your banana with a knife like normal people...
Well, I don't really cut a banana, I just sort of bite it.
Well, this isn't for you then. Right. It's a banana-shaped ornament with lots of miniature knives in, so you can place your banana in that and then slice the banana
into equal slices.
So, you know, for the Jeremy Corbyn fans out there who want everyone to have an equal share of said banana, this is perfect for you.
That is, isn't it? It's sort of like a communist banana.
It really is.
What the problem there is, of course, now what with us leaving Europe, you're going to, and obviously the regulations about the shape of bananas.
Yes.
Once we're out of Europe and that shape can become more fluid, will they be bringing out a banana slicer to fit all shapes?
Like a Picasso-style banana or something.
Because I think that's an important issue for Brexit.
It is. A Dada-esque banana slicer, perhaps.
All right, banana slicer.
Banana slicer. And then, do you socialise much with people in your house?
God, no.
Okay.
Or anyone, for that
But way. Are you an alcoholic?
Yes.
Right, fabulous. How much would you be prepared to pay for a wine decanter?
Well, the only place I decanted is into my own face.
Well, how's about $69.99?
Oh.
For this...
Speaking of in your own face.
Lovely wine decanter, which really does open, and I emphasise, the aroma of wines. I love the unusual decanter, which I discovered only recently. It works very well, even on young, tight-knit port.
Right.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
It's clever curves built into the shape, so the wine has a more exposure to the oxygen, both when you pour in and out again. It looks smart. There you go. Doesn't that look smart?
It does look smart. Like, it looks a bit of art, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a vase, really. Right. You could put some flowers in that. Okay. With a stainless steel base and is surprisingly inexpensive at just £69.99. So that's the Final Touch Conundrum Wine Decanter, which is the world's stupidest name.
There we go. That brings us up to date with the world of kitchen.
I don't think we're up to date.
No, neither do I. That was from the 1970s. Right, okay. Kieran, thank you very much indeed. Geeky, gadgety stuff. That is what we do on a Thursday. Our work experience reviews the latest, or as I say, stuff that is just found. On the internet from the decades gone by. But anyway, there we are. Now, after the news at 3 o'clock, we'll be bringing you today's big debate, of course. There is breaking news. Victoria will have the details, but essentially the police have arrested a man for possession of weapons near the Houses of Parliament in central London. Now, this is in Whitehall, not far, of course, from the scene of that terrorist attack some weeks ago. So what we know, there is... an arrest, no injuries, though, is what we're hearing. But, say, Victoria, we'll have the latest on all of that for you in the news next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Hey Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. Pre-order now and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Pre-order terms apply. Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. RootMetrics UK 4G comparison of 4 mobile networks. July to December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
Lately, you've been thinking about giving Just for Men a go. But you want to know, is it easy? Natural looking. Yes, getting rid of your grey with Just for Men is indeed easy and more natural than, say, a chat with Mum. Yes, Mum, you deserve grandkids. We're working on it. No, Mum, I don't live at the pub. Tough stuff. In comparison, Just for Men remains easy. About 5 minutes and you're back to your natural-looking hair colour. Mum, however, is only getting started. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Let's make more of the garden. Because right now at Wickes, there's 3 for 2 across gardens and landscaping, including all decking and wood care. Wickes, let's do it right. Exclusions apply.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europe Car's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way.
Europe Car Deliver and Collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Plus, you could win free weekend car hire from Europe Car, including £1,000 spending money. Go to talkradio.co.uk for full terms and for your chance to win. Europe Car, moving your way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest on that news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, arrests near Parliament, Boris criticised for name-calling, and Uber drivers get more rights.
Talk Radio.
A man has been arrested on suspicion of having weapons near the House of Parliament. Police say no one's been hurt. Roads around Whitehall are understood to have been closed and buildings evacuated. Sky's Lewis Goodall is at the scene.
Much of the area is being brought to a bit of a standstill, particularly around Whitehall, as I say. More and more police are appearing, as I see, most of them heavily armed. The Metropolitan Police clearly taking no chances whatsoever.
A teenager has admitted preparing a terror attack which could have targeted Elton John's Hyde Park concert on the anniversary of 9/11. The 19-year-old Haroon Saeed was snared by secret agents online before he could do anything. He'll be sentenced in June. Jeremy Corbyn has condemned the Conservatives for reducing to personal name-calling in the run-up to June's election. It's after Boris Johnson described him as a mutton-headed old mugwump. The Foreign Secretary's called the Labour leader a real threat and says it would be calamitous if he was Prime Minister. Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron says the insult was unusual.
We're all looking at what a mugwump means, and all I would say is it probably takes one to know one. There are many threats to Britain's security. Yes, having a Labour leader who does not care for the defence of our country, but don't fool anybody he's going to be the next Prime Minister.
Police are investigating after a 30-year-old man died in Somerset after reportedly taking the drug Spice. The 30-year-old was found unresponsive in Taunton yesterday afternoon. And Uber's agreed to give its drivers in the UK sick pay and injury cover, providing they put money into a scheme. For £2 a week, they'll be protected if they're unable to work because of unforeseen circumstances. The San Francisco-based taxi apps face legal challenges over the way it treats its staff.
Thank you very much. I do like the way, Victoria, that you say the mugwump quote. Could you do that again? I think you said it better than Boris.
you deliver that. I don't even know how I say it.
Say it again, the quote. Just read the sentence the same way you read it.
Okay, it's after Boris Johnson described him as a mutton-headed old mugwump.
Yeah, you didn't quite nail it that time. But
I'm sorry.
It was better the last time.
I'm sorry.
But it was just sort of...
You caught me off guard.
It had a bit of... a little bit of venom in it. I liked it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think it's... I'm struggling to say it with a straight face.
Yeah. Well,
it's a funny turn of phrase.
It is a great turn of phrase, which is why we've turned it into a dance remix.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
Well, you'll hear in a moment. But before that, you probably need to do the weather.
Yeah,
go on.
I'm here.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here we go.
So cloudy, some showers, which will be heavy across eastern England. Highs are 12 degrees. I want to hear the remix.
Right, come in, because I'll tell you why. Because Elliot is doing our sport today. It's still pre-recorded. And Elliot's sport is now live from the Boris Johnson Mugwump Dance Remix.
Mugwumps. Good afternoon, I'm Elliot Cook. Wayne Rooney says his focus is on helping Manchester United reach their targets in the remainder of the season and not his future. There's been speculation of a move away from Old Trafford for the England international. Former United assistant manager Mike Phelan says Rooney could be an influential figure in tonight's Manchester derby.
Yeah, definitely.
Mugwumps. A win for Jose Mourinho's side at the Etihad would take them above City into the Premier League's top four. Newcastle boss Rafa Benitez says there's no guarantee he'll stay at the club, but he expects his future to be sorted soon. He says he needs more talks with owner Mike Ashley. And former Wimbledon finalist Eugenie Bouchard says Maria Sharapova's a cheater who shouldn't have been allowed to return to tennis. The Russian won her first match after serving a 15-month drugs ban. That's your latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
Mugwumps. Elliot there with the sport. Mugwumps. Live. Mugwumps. Pre-recorded live. Mugwumps. From the Boris Johnson Mugwump remix. Talk Radio in the afternoons. A big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Okay, then. You remember the news? Remember the news yesterday whereby people are trying to outdo each other for weddings, in their weddings. The average cost of a wedding now in the South, £38,000. £27,000 nationwide. People are trying to outdo themselves. Of course, we've been hearing all about it. People in drone photography. People hiring missile launchers from North Korea just to a bit of one-upmanship. And that's just to throw the bouquet. You know, the bride throws the bouquet at a wedding, like over a... People are now hiring missile launchers to launch the bouquet. The bride presses the button, the bouquet fires over her, someone's got to catch it. It's all very well, but of course the speed at which you fire, it kills people. It's dangerous.
It's terrible.
You're nobody if you're not getting married without a hoarse whisperer there. It's, a lot of your wedding thoughts coming in. Kieran's got some. What have you got, Kieran?
Hi, John. Hi. First time listener, first time texter. My husband and I didn't meet each other till our wedding day. Oh. We corresponded through letter for over a year, and when he finally proposed to me, I was over the moon. He suggested a prison-themed wedding, and being a fan of The Bill, which had recently been cancelled by those communists at ITV, I said yes instantly. Mm. And fortunately for my friends and family, the wedding was held in an actual prison during a riot, which put a bit of a dampener on proceedings. Thankfully, my husband and I managed to get through, and I'm now happy to call myself Mrs. Sutcliffe.
Oh, a lovely story. Thank you very much indeed, Mrs. Sutcliffe, for writing in, and let us know about your themed wedding on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, now it's time for the big debate. So, as we've been hearing, Boris Johnson has called Jeremy Corbyn a mutton-headed old mugwump. A word which may today, well, it's been pointed out in one of its definitions, it's from Harry Potter, meaning head wizard. Now, you have to be honest, Corbyn, if you think about it, does look a little bit like a sort of Albus Dumbledore that's been kicked through the discount suit rail in TK Maxx. But should politics be personal? Of course, we're now waiting for Corbyn to call Boris something back. Something, I don't know, like a Harry Potter thing, like a, I don't know, an eaten mess-faced old sense dementor or something. But so far, nothing. To be fair to him, Boris's attempts to get him some attention in the election campaign has worked in much the same way that a monkey swinging on a tyre in a zoo will gather a crowd, an amused crowd, every time it starts flinging its own poo at people. Now, on the line, having called Talk Radio, is Talk Radio listener Henry. Good afternoon, Henry.
Hello, John. Hello.
Hello, Henry. Thanks very much for calling in. Now, you've... No, thank you. Thank you more.
I didn't say... Okay. Right, I'm a bit nervous, John.
Right, first-time caller?
Yeah, I'm a bit sheepish.
It's all right. Don't worry about that. But you mentioned that, don't you? Because you've called in because of sheep, because mutton, this old quote with Boris Johnson, that's the problem, mutton. Isn't it? Where does mutton come from? It comes from sheep, doesn't it? It comes from old sheep.
You pushed my mutton button.
Yeah, I would never do that. Yeah.
And I haven't.
And you're saying, I really haven't. And you're saying, ban sheep.
Yeah, get rid of all of the sheep.
Right.
Yeah, do you want me to elaborate?
I think we're going to have to for time.
Okay. Well, I don't like the way they look at me, John. They look a bit evil.
Yeah.
But for starters, I don't like their expressions. They always look like they're up to something.
The sheep. What would you do, though? Once again, Henry, people like you, they phone up a talk radio station, don't they? And they complain about something, they want something banned, they want, oh, dear, I don't like this, don't like that. But they never offer a solution, Henry. And I wonder if you've thought about this enough to offer a solution to people. A lot of people sit on the fence about sheep, don't they? But you can help them make a decision either way here.
Well, give me a chance and I'll try my best to. I think if we want an alternative to sheep, why don't we just put dogs in fields? They're nice to look at. I like a dog more than I like sheep.
Yeah, but you can't get wool off a dog.
We can still make clothes out of their little fur bits.
All right, hold the line there, because I want
to
bring in...
I'll try to.
Okay, I want to bring in Rory. Rory, you on the phone?
You're right there, John. Good to talk to you.
Right, good afternoon, Rory. Now, I pushed Henry's mutton button, he says. Have I pushed yours?
Oh, yes, I do like my mutton bone being pushed, John. Let me tell you, there's nothing better than a good woolly sheep.
Right.
You know, I do like, I think everyone has a little bit of sheep in them, John. You know, some areas of the world more than others, but I think everyone's got a little bit of sheep in them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I set up a little petition group, John, little petition group to bring out the inner sheep in every man.
Right.
You know, and I call it Let All Men Bar. You know, it's about finding the inner sheep in people. As you can probably work out, it makes a clever acronym of Let AMB. Hashtag Let A and B. Let all men bar, let all men find that inner community sheep in them.
Right. But what I'm sensing from this is you are a sheep advocate.
Oh, yeah, I'm very much a sheep advocate. That's right. My mutton button is permanently indented with my finger of mutton button pushing.
Right. All right. Well, let me ask you this question. And Henry, you'll probably have a point of view on this.
We'll see.
Britain's sheep building industry, right? Now, we used to build the best sheeps, didn't we? The Glasgow sheep yards, you know, back in the day were awash with men constructing sheep to send them around the world. I mean, so we made the best sheeps, didn't we? And they were decimated under Thatcher. And you know, they closed
the right to buy sheep was a terrible policy, John.
It was. But you know, and then you know, Mrs. Thatcher got very involved in the union. She closed the wool mines, didn't she, in the '80s? Remember those violent clashes between the staff of the Edinburgh wool shop and the police? You remember that? Awful times, but all because of sheep. Henry, all because of sheep.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that happened. I'm glad all of it happened. You're saying that it was good for the economy, John. Remember Woolworths, the shop with all the pick and mix and the weird CDs and stuff?
Yeah.
That went out of business because it had the word wool in it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, but what are you suggesting?
Yeah, but I'm suggesting that wool's a bad thing.
Right.
Like, I don't like wool. I don't like sheep. Do you wear knitwear, John?
No, I never wear knitwear, no.
You never wear knitwear? Good, because I think it's an indicator of whether someone's interested or not.
Right.
I heard there was a young boy in that room trapped with you. Is he wearing any knitwear?
Oh, Kieran?
I'm not today.
He's not wearing knitwear, no.
Well, you're very lucky. I was going to ask you to take it off.
Yeah.
Aye.
Sheep are lucky, did you say, Rory?
That's right, sheep are very lucky.
Well, not all of them. Some of them... Oh. Why are they lucky?
What's unlucky about sheep?
Well, what's lucky about sheep?
Well, what's not lucky about sheep? Well, let me count the ways that sheep are lucky.
Go on, then.
All right.
One.
If you throw a sheep in the air, it'll always land on its feet. Classic sheep fact.
Yeah, good.
Number two, if it rains, a sheep gets puffy, like hair that goes out like an afro when it rains.
Yeah.
All right? You get twice as much sheep when it rains, and most people don't like the rain. So the rains, you know, it rains a lot in this country, so, you know, double the amount of sheep.
When you put butter on a sheep's back and you throw it in the air, that always lands butter side down, though, doesn't it?
Well, yes, but if you put butter on both sides of the sheep, it becomes anti-gravity. You know, it can't hit the floor or not. It just spins perpetually in the air.
You're saying you want to see spinning sheep?
Oh, if I could, I'd see sheep in every kind of orientation.
Right. What do you make of these recent chemical attacks on sheep? I mean, this has been much in the news, isn't it? The sheep dips, they're called, and they put the sheep in them, don't they? The prospect of cleansing a sheep with a sheep. But it's chemicals, isn't it? This is farmers carrying out attacks on their own sheep. Now, Boris Johnson has said that if the America asks this country to retaliate against these farmers putting chemicals on sheep, then we must say yes.
No. I don't think that. Like, this has all come from America, as you're saying. It's where they thought they baptized sheep.
Yeah.
In you know, because they obviously died for their sins.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of get them the different colors, and you know, that's what America does, but. It's not what we should be doing in this country. We've got better ways.
It's interesting you mention America there and dying for sins. Henry, what do you make of...
Hello,
Henry.
I'm still here.
Right, good. What do you make of this? Tim Farron, of course, of the Liberal Democrats, has said that he doesn't...
Oh, I don't make much of him, no.
No, well, let me finish...
I thought we were talking about sheep, though.
Yeah, I'm finishing the question. He said that he doesn't like the idea of gay sheep getting married. What do you make of that?
I don't like the thought of sheep getting married. It doesn't matter if they're gay. What are you trying to... pin on me. You're trying to make me say something homophobic on the radio. Is that your intention?
No, it's not LBC or Julia's show.
Good for you, Henry. You stick up for yourself. I got no problem with a ram and marrying another ram. If a ram and a ram want a ram, that's their business.
I'm a ding-dang.
Yeah. What do you also make of... let's stay with politics, because UKIP, of course, have come out with a policy about sheep. All the parties have got sheep policies. We know that. Jeremy Corbyn wants... he said today that there'll be 1 million more sheep. Some of them will be council owned if they go to power. Should sheep be allowed to wear burkas if they want to, Rory?
Oh, I mean, sure, why not?
Yeah.
If anything, that'd be called barkers, though. Barkers.
I don't
get it.
That's my input to this.
As usual.
Hey.
Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden?
I guess so.
Well, no, I don't go to Sweden. My ex-girlfriend was from Sweden. She had a dragon tattoo.
Right.
This is my first time calling this.
I know
station.
It is. I know. And the last, I imagine. Look, it's not wool, you see. In Sweden, this is interesting, they've been doing trials. They don't deem wool useful in Sweden, okay? That's not... So what they've done, they've got sheep, but they've genetically altered the sheep to grow meatballs instead of wool, which they're using, of course, as a supply to IKEA. And that's interesting, isn't it? Because it opens up the possibility, does it not, of humans being able to genetically alter sheep to grow anything on them at all that we might be short of. Wicker, hummus, that kind of thing. So would you be happy with a genetically altered sheep that would grow hummus instead of wool, Rory?
Well, you know, I'm not opposed to hummus, as some of your talk radio listeners might be.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you will probably have a debate on that at some point in the future.
Probably.
But, you know, I prefer my sheep to grow additional sheep, and for them sheep to grow additional sheep. Imagine, like, the sheep pyramid that could be formed from just one sheep.
Yeah.
Pyramids. You could have a debate on pyramids as well one time.
Yeah, well, I'll add it to the list. Do you... Are you envisaging a sort of three-dimensional sheep pyramid, though, like, say, the ones at Giza, or a more a sort of motorcycle display team of sheep in that it's a singular line?
I was thinking more from the movie Troy, where they use that giant wicker sheep to enter the city.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously they made an offering to the god of sheep, you know, Ares. Which is a Latin pun, and then they rolled that wicker sheep into the city, and out came all the sheep, and everyone had wool, and the city was saved from frost and cold.
Would you describe yourself, you're against sheep, Henry, but I sense from you, you are sheepish. Are you sheepish?
I'm very sheepish, especially today.
Do you bleat? Like an ungulate?
On Bleater, the website where you can put bleats on it.
No, do you bleat?
I don't know.
Do you taste...
I might do in my sleep.
Do you taste nice with mint sauce?
You can try if you want. You can have a little taste.
I don't want. What I'm getting at, though, is that everybody is a bit sheepy. Everyone's got a little bit of sheep in them, like Rory said there.
I don't appreciate that.
But the thing is, though, if you use the other meaning of the word bleat, which is to sort of moan about something, that's you, isn't it? Now you're bleating.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's right, Henry. If you've just come to one of my sessions, you too can bar with every other man. You will find you're in a sheep.
You too.
I'll be dreaming of sheep.
Bleat. I'm dreaming of sheep every night. Bloody nightmares. I hate the sight of the...
Bleat like a sheep. Bleat like a sheep now.
What, right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, bleat.
There's people looking at me.
Do it again.
There.
And do it.
There's a couple across the road.
Yeah, do it really.
Hang on, Henry. I want you to do that again, but let me get some recording equipment for the phone.
There we go. Do you need time to...
No, I got it. That's good. That'll see me through the next week.
There's two football matches happening next to me in the park.
Right. Go
loads of people.
Bleat again.
Oh, man!
And there, we must leave the debate. Do we need sheep? And mutton's in the news today because of Boris Johnson. But the question is, do we need sheep? We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We're 2017. We have contact lenses and white bait. Why do we need sheep? Get in touch and let us know what you think. Rory, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Undulate.
Thank you. And Henry.
Knit one, purl one.
Now do a bleat.
No, I can't. I can't right now.
Bleat loud.
Bye.
What do you think? Do we need sheep? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start the message with anything you like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. And that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
At Argos, get great deals for your home and garden. Like our rattan four-seater sofa set, half price at just £399.99. And sleep a little easier with up to half price off mattresses. Plus get a free £10 voucher when you spend £100. Go Argos. Selected lines, conditions apply. Voucher offer ends Tuesday. Excludes voucher purchases.
Say you're a Sky TV customer and you hear that they're launching a new mobile phone network. Be nice if they cut you a better deal, don't you think? Well, what would you say to free unlimited calls and texts, whatever data plan you choose? Say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free calls and texts to standard UK mobiles and landlines while you're a Sky TV customer. 12-month minimum term, acceptable use policy and terms apply. See sky.com/mobile.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,329 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 30th of June and registered by 30th of September. UK-only guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day, and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, at the moment, a little bit of traffic around the M42 through Warwickshire. We've got an earlier broken down vehicle, which has slowed traffic down if you're going northbound. That's between Junction 10 at Tamworth and Burton-upon-Trent at Junction 11. But all lanes have reopened. The M6 northbound between 7 at Great Bar and Junction 8 are looking busy. Cheshire, the M6 northbound, one lane is blocked. It's due to a broken down car and fuel spillage. And that's between Junction 17 and Junction 18. I'm Poonam Verma.
Can you guess which SUV won the What Car Car of the Year 2017 Best Small SUV Award? No, not them. A clue? It's created in Barcelona. Another clue? It's won over 5 other awards in the last year. That's right. It's the remarkable Seat Ateca. To celebrate the award-winning Ateca, there's now £1,000 off list price on top of all existing offers across the entire Seat range until the 15th of May. There'll be a voucher code waiting for you to download at seat.co.uk.
Subject to availability, orders between April 18 and May 15 and registered by September 30, 2017. Over 18s, retail only. One voucher per order. Excludes the all-new Ibiza 2018. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
On it. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a lot of reactions coming in. Good afternoon, by the way. I'm John Holmes. A lot of reactions coming into the big debate, of course, which was, do we need sheep? Boris Johnson seemed to be calling Jeremy Corbyn an old one. Mutton-headed man, he called him, which is kind of half man, half sheep. If you remember the Minotaur or Minotaur from Greek mythology, of course, that was half man, half bull. Well, Jeremy Corbyn, of course, blundering around a maze to nowhere with a sheep's head and a man's torso or something. That's what Boris Johnson has basically commanded said today. But interesting, do we need sheep? That was the question we were asking. Post-Brexit Britain, of course, we've got contact lenses now and white bait. Why on earth would we need sheep? Kieran's got some reactions that have been coming in.
Well, John, there's been a lot of reaction to this debate. John in Sussex says, these sheep keep fleecing us off with the price of wool. Someone needs to tell the sheep that this is a useless situation that can't continue. This debate has aroused my interest. You know what I mean, John. That's from Mr. Kinnock in the Rhondda Valley.
Thank you.
Dolly the sheep died for this. Outrageous, John. Outrageous. That's from Susan in Glasgow. And I got so annoyed at this debate, I had to put mute on dressed as a lamb.
Mute on dressed as a lamb. Dressed as, so that's someone, who's that from?
That's from Kumar in Bradford.
Right, so Kumar has dressed as a lamb.
Dressed as a lamb.
But not lamb, because there's a crucial difference. If he's dressed as mute on, dressed as, if he put mute on dressed as lamb, that's basically he'd have to dress as a chop.
Yes.
Or something, or, you know, sort of, maybe a sort of,
as a roast dinner.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's a very different costume to an actual lamb.
To an actual
lamb.
Shaun the Sheep kind of
so
thing.
So, Kumar, let us know. We'd be clear about that, because we don't know now whether you're dressed as a roast dinner chop or whether you are dressed as an animal. We don't know.
We're very confused.
So, Kumar, get back in touch and let us know, because people do want to know. Well, this has come in as well. That's coming from the House Martins this afternoon. Right, get your reactions to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start it with anything you like.
Right, okay, so it's competition time. It's not a competition in that sense. All you have to do, though, is identify something. What do you have to identify today? Well, I'll tell you. You have to identify a tune blown from the mouth of a homosexual old age pensioner. He's called Terry. He's a friend of the show. Let's get him on the phone. It's the old gay whistle test. What have you been doing?
Well, it's my friend Ness. She's a wonderful singer, and she's rehearsing for a concert she's giving tomorrow.
All right. So have you
tomorrow
been
afternoon.
Have you been helping out?
Yeah, I'm with a band.
Are you?
Yeah.
What instrument are you skilled in? Is it a blowing instrument?
No, I'm just being silly. I'm going to be a roadie.
You know, that's the best gig, Terry. So do you, you're going to do the microphone test at the beginning. You have to walk on, don't you, in a pair of shorts and hit the microphone. Two, checking, one, two, that sort of thing.
One, yeah. Sorry, Mike.
It's a microphone joke. So that's good, Terry. So you are keeping busy, and how's the pets?
Very quiet at the minute. They're sitting next to me on the settee.
Right, all right. And are they asleep, or are they just sort of staring at you, wondering what the hell's going on?
Yes, wide-eyed.
Good. Right, so listen, Terry, it's lovely to have you on. We always look forward to your appearances, as you know. And reminder, for those that may not have heard this before, because we've got a lot of first-time listeners, Terry, so tell us whereabouts you are in the country. Let's get a sense of that as well, because we always like that, of course.
I'm in Albury, West Midlands.
In the West Midlands there. So it's a beautiful, beautiful part of the... wherever that is. Terry, you're gonna blow us a tune, I know. So, and then all we have to do, as we know, is identify the tune. So in your own time, purse those lips together and do your best.
Here How's that?
That's not bad at all, actually. Did that confuse the animals?
No, he's just climbed up onto my lap.
Good. That's the standard.
Oh, he's listening to you now on the phone. Oh,
so remind me of his name?
Pardon?
Remind me of his name?
Oh, Scratch the Cat. He's a tabby.
Scratch the Cat. Hi, Scratch. Hi, Scratch.
Oh. Hello, Bobby. He says hello back.
Yeah, got that. Listen, Terry, utter pleasure, as ever. So now we throw that open, of course. Can you identify the tune? Yeah, and you take care and scratch the cat. That's not an instruction.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Terry. We love Terry. What, Terry there, our old gay. It's the old gay whistle test. Identify the tune. That number, if you can, it's this. It's 87222. Simply start your message with the word talk, or at Talk Radio on Twitter if you'd like to use that starting message with any word you like. Tell us the tune, see if you can identify it, and you could win an old gay whistle test. I guessed the tune on the old gay whistle test on Talk Radio in the afternoons, weekdays, close brackets, between 1 and 4, certificate to PDF. We just email it to you. You have to print it off yourself and then write your own name on it, because that's a budget issue. But what was that? What did Terry blow from his old gay lips? It's the old gay whistle test on Talk Radio. Answer coming shortly. In the next half an hour of the programme, today's edition of Paul Ross Master. A man from the X Factor who didn't win it in 2014, then in 2015 went on to be on Celebrity Big Brother and didn't win that either. He's called, what's his name?
Stevie Ritchie.
Stevie Ritchie will be joining us to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster in the next half an hour of the programme. We'll bring you that. Also, Victoria's bonus news, of course, on the way after the main news, of course, with more on that Whitehall story. And Boris Johnson and his mugwumps. 3:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, Scotland Yard has said a man arrested near to the House of Parliament is being held on suspicion of having an offensive weapon and planning acts of terrorism. Knives have been recovered from the scene, the man in his late 20s. Security has been increased in the area following last month's terror attack that killed 5 people. Sky's Lewis Goodall is at the scene.
There are various police officers here, both armed guards and also forensic officers who are examining the scene. Right in the middle of Whitehall, just opposite the Treasury, there is a collection of objects, clearly dropped, I think, by whoever was responsible.
A 19-year-old man has admitted plotting a bomb attack which may have targeted an Elton John concert in Hyde Park. Haroon Saeed from Hounslow in West London tried to buy weapons online and was caught by secret agents. Jeremy Corbyn has vowed not to respond to personal attacks during the election campaign after the Foreign Secretary called him a mugwump. Boris Johnson also said the Labour leader posed a risk to UK security. A 30-year-old man has died in Taunton after reportedly taking the drug Spice. 6 other people fell ill at the same property yesterday. And sales of printed books have surged their highest level since 2012. Screen fatigue is being blamed for annual sales of e-books falling. The weather, showery rain will ease for most overnight, apart from a few showers continuing in the north and east. Lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be largely dry with some sunny spells. A few showers around the coast with highs of 13. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. There's more now.
Yes, there is.
There is. For, of course, we find ourselves at 3:30 knocking on the door of Victoria's bonus news. Now, that's here simply because the news bulletins are shorter than they used to be, and so the time must be made up. There's no doubt about that, because Victoria gets paid the same money, so it wouldn't be fair otherwise. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. Today, it's the turn of...
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
It's mineral.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Okay, so a couple have managed to catch a burglar in the act while they were on holiday 800 miles away. So the wannabe thief was trying to make off with some gold jewellery and other valuables in Hampshire.
Minerals.
But Robert and Jane Vose, who were in Andorra, had CCTV cameras set up in their house, and they were able to access the stream on their phones, and they could see the intruder in their home. Anyway, they contacted their neighbour, who's 76, who caught the man, and who's since been jailed for 3 years.
76-year-old caught the man?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because he didn't realise that people could see him being naughty.
Yeah, but how did the 76-year-old man, I mean, no offence to, I mean, Terry, we were just talking to there, our old age pensioner, he could probably take someone out.
Yeah.
You know.
Fine.
But that's, I mean, that's bold of a 76-year-old to go around there and take out a...
There you go. It happened.
Happy ending then.
Yeah. This may or may not be mineral news, but scientists have discovered that soil on Mars can easily be turned into bricks, which are stronger than steel-reinforced concrete.
How have they discovered this?
In a series of experiments.
Yes.
So anyway, let me finish what I'm saying. The material is simply squeezed together under pressure to form sturdy blocks, which apparently are ideal for building shelters on the red planet's surface.
Right.
So in the series of experiments, researchers found tiny particles of iron oxide responsible for the reddish hue of Martian soil act as a very convenient binding agent. There you go.
Right.
And finally... Oh, yeah, you can see a picture of...
Oh, here we go.
The soil on Mars on my Twitter page, Victoria
_. And you wonder
porn.
Why you don't get any extra followers.
BOURNE.
You're literally saying, have a look at my Twitter feed for a picture of some soil.
Well, okay, if that doesn't tempt you in, then this will. Ooh. It's a picture of a chubby beaver which got stuck.
Don't put that on your Twitter feed. God's sake.
It's an animal. I don't know what you're referring to.
Oh, right. God, carry on.
Are you being disgusting?
Absolutely
again?
Not.
Again?
No.
Anyway, a chubby beaver has got stuck in an iron fence in Canada.
Oh, we've all been there.
Really? What are you referring to?
An animal. God, carry on.
Anyway, so an animal services worker discovered the creature, which is quite convenient, and said it seemed to be carrying excess fat from a long winter hibernation.
Well, you don't want that.
Yeah, but anyway, she managed to free the beaver by using soap as a lubricant.
I mean, I can't follow that.
There's a picture on my Twitter page.
Don't say it!
_
It's a picture of a lubricated beaver.
No, it's pre-lubrication.
And you wonder why Mineral News is the most popular news. I mean, that's going to get you more followers.
I hope so. Right. I want like 5 more.
Okay, you set your sights high.
I think you've got them.
I mean, you'll be soon blocking them, but you've got them. Victoria there with today's bonus news. It was mineral news. It was mineral news.
Mineral news.
It was mineral news.
Mineral news.
That's right. Thank you, Victoria.
News.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Victoria back tomorrow with, animal news.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. You could have the beaver in there as well. Perhaps you could give us a beaver update of your beaver.
It's not my beaver. It's a beaver in Canada.
Okay. Well, the Canadian beaver then. Right. Next, we'll bring the answer to this week's old gay whistle test.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
On Live at Drive today, all the big news stories of the day, plus special guest David Buick doing today's trending review, and we'll also be playing our popular feature, Back in Time, where we look back on all the funniest news stories of the last 4 or 5 days with Victoria Bourne, and this week, comedian Steve N. Allen.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, still to come on the programme, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, of course. It's radio's least favourite quiz where celebrities are tested as to their knowledge of full set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. This week's edition on the way shortly. Before that, of course, we must bring you the answer to this week's quiz, the old gay whistle test. So before the news, we spoke to Terry, who is our resident, friend of the show, old age pensioner. He's homosexual. He blows a tune from his mouth. You have to guess what it is. It's the old gay whistle test. Here's what he had to say.
Well, it's my friend Ness. She's a wonderful singer. She's rehearsing for a concert she's giving tomorrow.
All right. So have you
tomorrow
been
afternoon.
Have you been helping out?
Yeah, I'm with a band.
Are you?
Yeah.
What instrument are you skilled in? Is it a blowing instrument?
Now I'm just being silly. I'm going to be a roadie.
You know, that's the best gig, Terry. So do you, you're going to sort of do the microphone test at the beginning. You have to walk on, don't you, in a pair of shorts and hit the microphone. Two, checking, one, two, that sort of thing.
One. Yeah. Sorry, Mike.
It's a microphone joke. Terry, you're gonna blow us a tune, I know. So, and then all we have to do, as we know, is identify the tune. So in your own time, purse those lips together and do your best. Well, what was that? That's what you were trying to identify. Before we give you the answer, here's all the people that got it right.
Very big congratulations to Ray Mitchell, Alex Sivright, who I assume is a baker, and Stephen Adams, who all got the right answer.
Ray, oh, you said Ray, didn't you, as well? There's several others here. Julie, Paul, Adam. A lot of people got it right, but before we tell you who's got the magical certificate, which we simply pick at random by shoving a finger at the names. Let's find out what it was. It was, of course, this.
I wonder if one day that you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there. Like a puppet on a string.
Puppet on a string! It was Puppet on a String by Sandy Shaw. Congratulations to all of those people that got it right. What we have to do now to award a certificate, right? It is just a PDF bit of paper with "I guessed the tune correctly on the radio."
Beautiful.
On it. And we email it, and then you have to print it off yourself and then write your own name on it because there's no budget for anything. So, Kieran, as a guest sidekick, just simply point and press.
Ray Mitchell, congratulations.
Get back in touch with us, Ray. We will then get in touch with you and find your email, and you will get the PDF certificate mailed to you. Right, in the next bit of the programme, I said Paul Rossmaster, and I wasn't lying. This week's edition with, who is it, Stevie Ritchie, out of Off of the X Factor in 2014, having a go on Paul Rossmaster next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
The biggest fight ever on British soil. 90,000 people gather to watch two men make history. It's Joshua versus Klitschko. Make it better with Betfair. Will Joshua triumph? New customers can bag yes at 5-1 or get no at 10-1. That's Joshua to win. Yes 5-1, no 10-1. Win bigger with Betfair.
New customers only. Max stake £10. All winnings paid in free bets and valid for 7 days. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes. It was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ann.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
Just who do you think you are?
We're the Guardians of the Galaxy.
This Friday,
we got Drax.
So stupid.
Gamora. Rocket.
We're really going to be able to jack up our prices if we're two-time Galaxy Savers.
Groot. Okay.
Yondu.
And me, Star-Lord.
Who's that?
Are you kidding me?
Star-Munch.
Don't miss Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Do you need a hug?
No, I do not.
You're welcome. In cinemas this Friday.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I
checkgotppi.com.
That's check to 80800.
The Sunday Times Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different. All next week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness. Where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Sunday Times Alternative Rich List. All next week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, the M6 northbound between Junction 7 at Great Barr and Junction 8, we do have slow traffic there. You'll also find through Leicestershire the M1 northbound around Junction 23A through the roadworks, it is looking heavy. In Cheshire, the M6 northbound, we've got a fuel spillage and one lane closed off due to a broken down car between Junction 17 and Junction 18 with congestion back to Junction 16 at the moment at Stoke-on-Trent. I'm Poonam Verma.
Can you guess which SUV won the What Car Car of the Year 2017 Best Small SUV Award? No, not them. A clue? It's created in Barcelona. Another clue? It's won over 5 other awards in the last year. That's right, it's the remarkable Seat Ateca. To celebrate the award-winning Ateca, there's now £1,000 off list price on top of all existing offers across the entire Seat range until the 15th of May. There'll be a voucher code waiting for you to download at seat.co.uk.
Subject to availability, orders between April 18 and May 15 and registered by September 30, 2017. Over 18s, retail only. One voucher per order excludes the all-new Ibiza 2018. T's and C's apply.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities. All day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
It's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. And we are about to play this week's edition of Paul Rostermaster. Before we do, however, we should be looking at the news. A lot going on in the news today. A man has been detained under the Terrorism Act in Whitehall this afternoon. We heard about that in the breaking news earlier, of course. Now, there are no injuries at all. Whitehall is still sealed off. However, while the forensic teams are in place, two knives at the scene, we think, that fell out of a rucksack. But as I say, importantly, nobody was injured. So that's going on. Of course, Boris Johnson has called Jeremy Corbyn a mutton-headed old mugwump. That's the other. The news is quite complicated. It keeps moving fast. It's complicated.
I just can't get my head around it, John.
A lot of people absolutely can't. And we're here to help, Kieran. And we're here to help you. Because what we do is we take the news and we run it through the medium, through the prism, if you like, of short-form Oriental verse. We call it the news in haikus, normally. But unfortunately, our usual haiku reader is unavailable. So instead, we've given it to our assistant producer, who's from the north. So we present the news in hulkus.
West Ham raided by police. I thought that pigs looked out for each other.
The news in Hull Coos. Okay, time for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. We'll be right back. That's right, radio's least favourite quiz. Paul Ross is the presenter of the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast. This morning he knocked a cup of coffee into the equipment here and broke it all. It doesn't work anymore. That's a mere aside, for he has achieved much else, as we're about to find out. Playing today and attempting to get some points and thus get to the top of the Paul Ross Master leaderboard along with everyone else who's ever played is the singer and reality television legend that is Stevie Ritchie. Hello, Stevie.
Hello, Johnny. Yeah, hello, Kieran, if you're still there.
Hello, I'm still here, Stevie.
Kieran is there, Stevie. Now, OK, so listen, so 2014 was when you were in The X Factor, right? That's
Yeah.
Does that seem...
It's quite mental, mate, actually. It's just like, you know, I was sort of like plugging something the other day and people come up to me and, you know, they still remember my ugly mug. It's so, like, crazy, you know, like... That they still remember 3 years on. I think you've got one of those faces, you know, you probably like to punch or you love, really.
Yeah, punch, I think, probably. Is it right that Mel B pulled you through?
Yeah, that's right. Mel B actually sort of saved my bottom, really, yeah. as a word. You know, she sort of saved Anne Cheryl. You know, I beat Jay James and I survived like, loads of weeks, you know, so it was quite phenomenal. And, you know, of course, Simon Cowell was my mentor and all that. And, you know, he was, he bonded really well with me, I have to say. Oh. Very nice
did
man.
You, Cheryl didn't punch you in the face at any point?
No, not at all, actually. She's very warm and lovely and caring and beautiful woman.
Well, that's as an aside. She did punch a toilet attendant in the face, didn't she, in 2003? So I was just asking, because you said about punching faces, I just thought, well, you know, it can't be a coincidence. But if she hasn't punched you, that's fine. You know,
just she gave me a cuddle, actually. Right. Yeah. So, all right. Not too bad.
What's your knowledge of Paul Ross like, Stevie?
Well, do you know what? I've got a story to tell. What it is, Paul Ross was a patron of my old drama school called PAC, which is Performing Arts Centre,
right.
In Colchester.
Wow.
He's a patron. So I knew sort of briefly of him. And, of course, I've watched him on, you know, Big Breakfast years ago and all them. And,
right,
you know, loads of presenting stuff. So I know a little bit about good old Paul.
Right. Well, OK. Well, we even get here 3 Paul Ross-based questions.
OK.
A, B and C answers. So it's very easy. And you just have to give me the answer you think it is. And then there'll be a music question. And you are trying to get Stevie Ritchie out of off of The X Factor and other things. You are trying to get some points. And that will put you at the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever, ever, ever played. So if you're ready, let's go for this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. Let's do it indeed. Here's question number one. Question number one. Recent Disney film release news now. And a recent Disney film release that is a recent Disney film is, of course, the recent Disney film Paul Ross and the Beast. It tells Paul the story, Ross. Paul Ross and the Beast, tells the story of a headstrong young peasant girl, Paul Ross, who is imprisoned in an old castle by mid-morning talk radio presenter Julia Hartley Brewer. Julia, who is an evil beast to everyone, not because of a curse, but because that's just the way she is, must persuade the talk radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross to fall in love with her, otherwise she will be destined to be quite unpleasant forever. But slowly... Paul Ross falls for the terrible beast and eventually, with the help of Julia's enchanted servants, a racist teapot that voted for Brexit and a clock with extreme right-wing views, Paul Ross begins to draw the Julia Hartley Brewer beast out of isolation. But Paul Ross and the Beast isn't the only radio-based Disney film. Name, Stevie, the other one. Is it A, Jim White and the Seven Dwarfs? Talk Sport mid-morning presenter Jim White lives in a house in the forest with 7 dwarfs. They help him with his chores, such as cleaning, cooking, and telling his listeners that Wickes have some drills and paint and decking on offer. Is it B, The Lady and the Tramp? A lady dog meets and falls in love with Ash from the James Whale Show. Or is it C, Dermot Pinocchio Leary? A radio 2 presenter is whittled out of wood by a kindly toy maker. Which of those do you think it is?
Do you know what I'm going to go for? Because I love Dermot and, you know, I'm good friends with him. And, of course, he supported me on X Factor. So I'm going to go see Dermot.
Dermot Pinocchio Leary is the right answer. Very good.
Boom.
Very good. Yeah. Boom. Right, question number 2. It's history now. Here we go.
Okay.
It was on this day in 1667 that the poet John Milton, blind and impoverished, sold the copyright on his famous epic poem Paradise Ross for just £10. 10 books long, the work, which solidified Milton as one of the greatest English poets, told the biblical tale, of course, of Adam and Eve and Paul Ross as they were thrown from the Garden of Eden, which is what people who enjoy dogging call the heavily foliaged roundabout on the outskirts of Maidenhead, where they like to congregate. Adam and Eve and Paul Ross tasted of the forbidden fruit, which was, according to tabloid reports at the time, an English teacher with the drug Meow Meow on his cheek. And for this, Paul Ross was cast onto the front pages and out of his role as the breakfast presenter on BBC London. But Milton's Paradise Ross isn't the only radio-based epic poem, Stevie. Which is the other one? Is it A, Dante's Divine Comedy? The story of a man who is forced to listen to certain Radio 4 comedies for eternity, it being the Ninth Circle of Hell. For clarification, not the good ones, but bloody hell, some of them are awful. Is it B, Charlie Beowulf? Former TalkSport late-night phone-in host and occasional talk radio contributor Charlie Wolfe presents his show from an Anglo-Saxon mead hall where he has to fight off the monster Grendel. Or is it C, T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland, which is basically Radio 2 whenever Fern Cotton is on?
Right. Oh, my God, these are hilarious. I'm going to go with my gut instinct and go with A.
Yeah. A, Dante's Divine Comedy is the right answer. You were good to go with your instinct. It's the right thing to do. Very good. Right, final question, Stevie. Have a listen to this. It's a music question. Have a listen to this music. Ah, it was, of course, Run to You by the Canadian man, Brian Adams, who sang that song. Love it. Here's your unrelated question.
Okay.
This week, a caterpillar that munches on breakfast presenters could hold the key to tackling pollution, say scientists. Now, researchers at Cambridge University have discovered that the larvae of a moth can break down the chemical bombs of early morning broadcasters. For example, talk radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross, in a similar way to how they digest beeswax. Each day, each day, thousands of tons of utter garbage is broadcast by breakfast presenters such as Radio 1's Nick Grimshaw and Chris Moyle on Radio X. Yet now it seems it could all be eaten by insects before it damages anyone's ears. Fascinating scientific stuff. But here's your question.
Okay.
Name five famous keys. Five famous keys.
Five famous keys?
Yeah.
As in keys that you put the lock in?
No clues.
Okay, five famous keys. Okay, Alicia Keys.
Good.
I don't know. Oh, top of my head.
I have to put a timer on you, I'm afraid. Timer's coming.
Yeah, Alicia Keys, Brian Keys, Adam Keys.
Adam Keys.
I've lost my keys.
All right. Let me tell you what I've written on the card there. This is what I had. Five famous keys. TV detective out of Starsky and Hutch. You could have had that. Starsky. Monk. A monkey.
Funky. No!
Donk. Donk.
Donkey.
The Florida. Florida Keys. Shadow Brexit Secretary, Sir Keir Starmer.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I'll tell you what we're going to do. It was, I know, you did very well, though. Let's go very quickly to our assistant producer, Cass, who's through the glass, who's been working out your score. Cass, I know we've got to be quick because of time. So, Stevie Ritchie, off of the X Factor, he's off Celebrity Big Brother, he's off of Things and Things. What did he get? He's looking for some points. Did he get some points?
Stevie did get some points.
He's got some points. Oh, come on, Stevie! Yeah. Well done, Stevie.
Stevie! 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 Stevie!
Stevie! Stevie off the TV. Stevie off the TV.
Finally won something, Stevie.
Look at that!
Oh, I'll tell you what, it makes a change.
I know, doesn't it? Though I followed your career.
Oh, thanks, mate. Good. Thank you. Well, listen. You know, it's sort of, going up and down at the moment. It's a bit like my sex life, but hey, that's another story.
And we'll leave that right there. Celebrity sex life with Stevie Ritchie. Let's pitch it. Good. That's Stevie. He got some points in this week's Paul Ross Master. Well done to him. Here's Sam Delaney.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Good to see you. How are you?
The last, because of the rules that govern political coverage in the broadcast media, we're in the last few hours whereby the likes of you and I can even hint at any type of bias.
What are we going to do?
Which I don't really have anyway, because I am, in my day-to-day life as well as my on-air life, I am a rigorously balanced and objective journalist, first and foremost.
I spotted that, yeah.
But, having said that, this is the last chance. And Boris Johnson has been very personal and used a load of silly insults about Jeremy Corbyn. And Jeremy Corbyn is someone who I've been very critical of for the last couple of years. So I think he's a disappointing opposition leader. Mm. But now, as we get closer to an election, I sort of think this guy's just getting up every day and he's trying to say, listen, we can do better than this, we can have a fairer society. And Boris Johnson, a man who lied to get us out of Europe, right?
Yeah.
Is sort of bullying him, like some sort of public schoolboy bully.
Well, that's what he is.
Yeah, he's an awful person. And you sort of think, Jeremy Corbyn's got his faults, but all he's doing is going around the country saying, shouldn't we make this a more fair society, and wouldn't you all like more bank holidays? So, my message today, in the last few hours...
That's all we've got.
The last few hours is this. Boris Johnson, why don't you shut your fat mouth?
Good question.
Yeah,
good question.
It's a question for everyone. Why doesn't Boris Johnson shut his fat, ugly, posh mouth?
You have just stolen, though, Newsnight's main theme for this evening.
I know.
You've scooped them on that.
I know, bad. Like, yet again.
Yeah.
Every day.
Exactly.
Every day.
It is worry. I'm worried about tomorrow, because you're right, from midnight tonight, we can't sort of do... We've got to be... But if I say a thing about him, I'm going to say a thing about him or her and her.
I'd have to say, why don't you shut your fat, posh mouth, Boris Johnson, and also you, Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah.
Shut your small, bearded mouth.
That's exactly it. From tomorrow, balance.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to as we struggle our way through that. Anyway, it's Talk Radio. Sam Delaney with you next for Drive. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.